Well, I just think the extraordinary thing is really we do forget that these are real people behind these stories. Vanessa Lloyd-Platt, thank you so much for talking to us. She's a divorce lawyer to the stars, an awful lot of famous names and celebs who've gone to Vanessa for their help, but reminding us actually, yes, there are real people behind these stories. Thank you very much indeed. Well, I'm almost done for another day here on Talk Radio. I'm joined in the studio by the man who's going to be taking over in the, as we know, overly hot seat.
It is overly hot. I don't know what you do to it.
Apparently I've got quite a hot bottom.
Right.
but not in a good way. What have you got coming up on the show
today,
John?
I don't know.
That's a bad sign because it's 12:56.
Yeah, but it just sort of unfolds in front of me. Like, and I've, you know, things happen.
Typical man.
That's
typical man. No forward planning, no organising.
No, any of that nonsense.
That's
come
true.
On. No, just things happen. Just some things happen. There'll be a diversity paper review. A diversity will come in and review the papers. That makes us the most diverse show in British broadcasting. So that happens on a daily basis. There's work experience punditry where we road test the next generation of reviewers because, you know, the old ones are dull. And lonely lunch club. Someone will be lonely again, yeah, having their lunch, and we'll be their virtual colleague.
I have no lunch plans today, so it may well be me.
Just call in.
If people haven't had enough of me after 3 hours.
They have.
They probably have. But yeah. What I'm trying to do now is while we're talking, I'm trying to hover on my chair.
I wonder what you were doing. You're trying to cool it down.
So I'm trying to cool it down. So you've got
just
nice
a bit. It's one of the weirdest images I've ever seen, actually. Julia Hartley-Brew hovering above a chair.
Do you know what?
In order to cool it down with her buttocks.
It is one of those really strange things, though. You know when you sit on a loo seat and it's quite warm and
someone, that throws you right off, doesn't it?
Because you know other people. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's a public loo or in someone's house.
Yeah.
You know perfectly well other people sit on the seats.
Yeah.
And yes,
but
the fact that it's still
warm. No one wants that.
How have we got onto that? I do not know. Thank you so much. Who knows what's coming up on our John Holmes' show, 1 o'clock. It's always a mystery and it's always brilliant. Thank you so much for listening to me from 10 o'clock. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning here on Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Rivalries, rebellions, and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, then you should be pushing your profile in Portugal and boosting your bottom line in Brazil. Listen to Talk Radio's Breakfast Business Bulletins this Thursday morning and learn about exporting your products or services overseas. Search thousands of live export opportunities, find local events, and get expert advice to help achieve your business ambitions at exportingisgreat.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You could be too.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the offshore accounts of world leaders have been revealed. Twitter threats have been made against striker Jamie Vardy's 1-year-old daughter. And two unlikely names have been added to the Glastonbury lineup.
Talk Radio.
11 million documents leaked from a legal firm in Panama detailing the offshore financial affairs of some of the world's richest people are being examined by tax authorities around the world. Among the revelations is a network of secret deals and loans worth £2 billion, which reportedly leads to Russian President Vladimir Putin. But former Kremlin advisor Alexander Nekrasov has told Talk Radio Putin's name isn't mentioned in the documents and has been dragged into the scandal on the basis of his friend having offshore accounts.
Most businessmen do have accounts, and to say that Putin is a world leader who is surrounded by multimillionaires and so on, and the rest of the world leaders go about with very humble people around them. Come on.
More than 200 refugees and migrants have been sent back to Turkey as part of an EU deal. Human rights charities have held protests, saying the deportations from Greece break international law. Leicester's Jamie Vardy is hit out at shocking and vile Twitter trolls who made sexual threats against his one-year-old daughter. The graphic abuse came after the striker's fiancé posted pictures of the toddler wearing a Foxes shirt ahead of their match against Southampton on Sunday. Police are investigating. Counter-terrorism officers have arrested a man at Gatwick Airport on suspicion of Syria-related offences. West Midlands police say the 24-year-old was stopped before boarding a flight, while a woman has also been detained in West London. Tata Steel is being urged not to break up its British business as it looks to sell up. Wales economy ministers hosted a meeting of so-called Steel Task Force involving unions, local and national governments. Edwina Hart says everyone has agreed the industry's long-term future needs to be considered.
But I think it's quite clear to say that we're concerned to ensure that we don't fragment the steel industry across the UK. We need a viable industry for the future going forward that requires investment, and we wouldn't want people necessarily cherry-picking and taking plants out of the equation.
The school minister has been heckled by teachers as he made the case for turning all schools in England into academies. Nick Gibb was trying to set out the plan to strip 17,000 English primaries from state control and making them privately run at the ATL Union's conference. Shadow Education Minister Lucy Powles told Talk Radio she doesn't think it's a positive move.
These are often small schools that haven't got the scale and scope to turn themselves into an academy, but are doing really well by their pupils. The head teachers and the teachers have got a lot on their plate at the moment with budget cuts and new exams coming on board, and I just think this is at best a distraction for those schools, and at worst will actually have a detrimental impact on standards.
And Jeremy Corbyn and Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell have been invited to speak at Glastonbury this summer. The Labour leader would be the first party leader to appear at the festival, which is being headlined by Muse, Adele and Coldplay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy rain for the north. Elsewhere, it's a mix of sunshine and possibly thundery showers with highs of 13 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England captain Wayne Rooney insists he still has a few years left at international level, despite the form of his striking rivals. Rooney's been out with a knee injury since February and watched on as Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy state their claims for Euro 2016. Both scored in the 3-2 friendly victory over Germany last weekend. On to cricket, and Ben Stokes is the type of player who'll bounce back quickly from his World 2020 disappointment. That's according to his England Test captain Alistair Cook. The all-rounder can conceded four sixes in successive balls to Carlos Braithwaite as the West Indies won the title in the final over of yesterday's final. Another to back Stokes is former England Test cricketer Ryan Sidebottom, who spoke earlier to Talk Sports.
Look at Stuart Broad, you know, those six sixes in that World T20. Look at Stuart Broad now. You can either, you know, you can sit and feel sorry for yourself, or you can come back and show what a stronger man you are. And, you know, he's a high quality player, brilliant player. He's done brilliant things for England, so he'll come back a lot stronger. He's a superstar.
And Jamie Murray says it's really special to officially become the first male British tennis player to become a world number one under the modern ranking system. The latest doubled standings have been published today. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Loving that banter. 4 minutes past 1 o'clock. Hey, Victoria.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm feeling poorly. How are you?
I know, you look like you are.
Oh, cheers, John.
That's right. What's wrong with you?
I've got a cold and I can't breathe through my nose, so I apologise.
Right, and you've now come in here into a small studio, mm-hmm. bringing that germ with you.
I thought I
would. Why would you do that?
I thought I'd be a team player.
Well, know, that's the opposite of that,
love.
Isn't it?
Spread the love.
You've got a disease.
Yeah, I
you're
do.
Unclean.
Thanks.
Right, good. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. 1:05.
Talk Radio. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. Smeared all over your breakfast. And Festus Skank.
Cross-genre jungle remix.
Definitely not correct. The phone number of a dead man. Probably won't work.
It's a good point.
And that's how it works. Very much like the junior doctor's strike.
His mistake.
Just a suggestion.
Daniel Johnson from The X Factor.
Absolutely dreadful. At Cambridge University, up until my early 20s.
And now I'm listening to Nicki Minaj.
His mistake.
Are you, or is anyone you know, Ross from the overnight?
Low grade James May came second on The X Factor. Used to be a bin man.
Probably won't work in their super group. I am John Holmes. If it's good, death by jug of soup. It's weekend breakfast. Absolutely execrable.
Evil lurks in
in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
On the step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So then, good afternoon to you, 6 minutes past one, and welcome as we hurl ourselves into another talk radio-shaped week like a recalcitrant teenager throwing itself into a temper. Hello, I am John Holmes, Monday, April the 4th, and of course it was on this day in 1581 that Sir Francis Drake was knighted for completing a circumnavigation of the world. And yes, I mean yes, that's an achievement of sorts, and yes, so he defeated the Spanish Armada just 7 years later by capturing the leading Spanish galleon Rosario and sending five ships into the harbour of Calais. And yeah, well done, Francis Drake. Ships that were on fire. Very clever, yeah. But have you ever tried to present a daily 3-hour radio show from a studio that doesn't work properly and sounds like it actually predates the Spanish Armada? No, you did not. No, you have not. So don't come round here giving the whole, "Ooh, look at me, I defeated the Spanish and got knighted on this day in 1581 thing. Bully for you, mate. I've got to work in the same office as Julie Hartley Brewer. Anyway, here we go. I'm John Holmes. It is Monday, and like that sports doctor shoving performance-enhancing drugs into various as-yet-unnamed footballers and athletes, so we now jab a whole load of entertainment, and I use that word incorrectly, into the arse of the beginning of your week. Today, then, have a bong on this. Lonely Lunch Club on the way very shortly. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, shunned by colleagues, you have literally no friends, then allow us to become your virtual colleague and or friend. 87222 for that.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you want.
If you'd like to be befriended. Headline Hijack along for the news at 2 o'clock. Work experience punditry this afternoon as we look for a brand new generation of critics. Diversity paper review, where each day the papers are reviewed by a different diversity, making us the most diverse show in broadcasting. This afternoon there's also a mystery sound quiz, and among other things, we got given a small budget. Now, this is a true thing, by the news department, who've sort of got said to us, we need to be a bit more newsy. So they gave us some money to go off and, quote, do a report. But I'll be honest, I couldn't be bothered. So instead, I told Cornelius to do it. But instead, what he did was just waste the money on getting drunk in an aquarium. However, we did still make a package out of it. So here are the poor quality results of that, featuring a drunk reporter on this afternoon's programme. Ginger Dave is back.
Hello.
He is producing. He's back. The students of Cardiff return to a state of being unmolested. Well, excellent.
This is on the radio.
Yes, that's right.
Saying stuff.
Ass Prodcast is assistant producing, of course.
Hello.
Marta's pressing buttons this afternoon.
Hello.
Victoria is engorged with news.
Hi.
And cold. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Hello. Is reading Victoria's final news story. Story that she had, her final news story, but backwards.
Oh, here we go.
Just backwards.
Coldplay and Adele muse by headlined "Being Is Which" festival that at appear to the to leader party first the would be would leader Labour the.
Not as easy as it looks, is it?
No.
I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio afternoon style programme from Talk Radio. I'll just stop that dead. It's fine. Anyway.
You had to press that button again, didn't you?
No, well, it wasn't my fault. Well, that wasn't my fault,
wasn't
Dave.
It?
No.
You
no.
Sure?
I am sure.
How sure?
Not very sure. It's 1:10.
John, just a quick bit of...
What?
Just a pointer on how to do a radio show. Okay, yeah. In a minute, when you play that song,
yeah,
just press that button in front of you and it'll start the song.
I know how that works.
Is that right? No, I'm just double checking because you seem to have forgotten while I've been away.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah, okay.
It's a long weekend. Is that how you work the students of Cardiff, just by pressing them and then they... What?
Oh, you hit Zara and
we'll
getting it wrong.
We'll start with some music! Played the first night of their new tour, of course, last night, I think. Was it in Birmingham, I think?
Yeah.
No one's checked that out, did you?
No, but I'm just going on what I can vaguely remember hearing about. By all accounts, it was a five-star show. The noise, the mighty noise of Muse, that is Muscle Museum on Talk Radio. And as Talk Radio's head of music, that is how I choose to open this afternoon's programme. But, you know, there's a reason for it, as ever. I don't know whether you've...
John?
Dave, producer Dave.
What's the reason for it?
Well, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news.
The Muse?
The news.
Muse?
The news.
The Muse news?
The news. The not news. Of Muse.
The Muse news.
Not the Muse news. The news news.
The news news.
Have you seen any of it?
No. I'm honest.
Paid intern Cornelius.
That's why I was padding with a lot of Muse based chat.
Hi, John.
Have you seen any of the news?
Yes, actually, I went to visit the news on Sunday because I don't see the news that much and it's getting old.
Yeah.
So it's nice to, it's nice to have a catch up with the news.
And what did you learn from the news?
The news gave me a fiver for visiting, which was
some
nice.
Some sweets.
It's not enough these days, is it, a fiver?
No, and it was just a lot of fun.
Right. Good. What are you talking about? So, anyway, the percentage of news that you saw, did it include... I mean, yes, I know the big stories. Yeah, Vladimir Putin may well be involved in money laundering. Fine. Right, I got that. I know there is a new scandal involving doping in sport, in which a doctor, the Sunday Times, said they'd recorded a doctor talking about how he has administered performance-enhancing drugs to, I think, 150 athletes over the last few years. Yes, Vernon Kay has been texting an offshore tax haven. Right, but... The main news, of course, that everyone is talking about this afternoon is that the Isle of Wight has opened a new museum. A museum has the word muse in it.
Yeah.
And that's the Muse song Muscle Museum.
Is it a muscle museum on the Isle of Wight?
No. Sort of. If you count the sphincter as a muscle.
Do I?
Especially after your week in Cardiff. Those students...
At some point there's going to be some context needed.
No, not at all.
Slander. You're slandering. And ironically, it's my job as producer to stop you slandering people.
But if it's
you're slandering
it's
me.
Fine.
I don't know where I stand here.
Why have you gone red?
It's all gone very wrong. Anyway, so, but there's a new museum opened on the Isle of Wight. The big story this afternoon. Hmm. Our big story. And it's a museum... I kid you not, of poo. No, don't laugh. It's not childish.
I mean,
it's a poo-seum. Right?
But hang on.
What?
Is it called the Poo Museum?
It's called the National Poo Museum.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I'm reading it now. I'm quoting. The National Poo Museum. They should have called it a poo-seum. They haven't. But it's the National Poo
Museum. Should we call it something that has some sort of scientific, credibility?
Like what?
The Museum of Feces.
Well, no, the National History Museum is a museum of history. Yeah. This is a museum of poo. So they've called it the National Poo Museum.
Yeah, but poo is what a child calls it. That's like calling it like the National like stuff, what happened in the past museum. History's like the real word for it.
So you're suggesting...
National Feces Museum. Or excrement.
Yeah, but no one's going to go to...
The excrement exhibition. The excrement.
The National Poo Museum is set to be the place to immerse oneself in the... This is their spiel. In the wonder of excrement.
Oh, I see. Excrement.
While finding out lots of nuggets of information about poo. The project has been developed in conjunction with the Isle of Wight Landscapers. That's the big story. But, look, I think...
But...
why not, you know... Look, Joni Mitchell, famously... Right, paved paradise.
Same Astley.
And put up a parking lot.
No,
you don't want to know that. Didn't she? And in that song, the line, they took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, right? Yeah. Charged people $25 just to see them.
Mm.
Yeah, and that this is the next logical step in Joni Mitchell's world museum dream that she had about putting everything in a museum. So, logically...
Yeah.
You know, it's the next logical step, isn't it? Mm. Anyway, listen, last week, the appropriately, even more appropriately titled Ass Prod, Cass in there, right? Assistant producer, was then tasked, as now she still is, despite you being back,
yeah.
With getting guests.
Oh, yeah, I don't have to do any actual work.
No, we know. In order to make the next bit of the show work in the style that a talk radio show might.
Ah, yeah, talk about a thing, get the expert on the line.
That's exactly what you do, isn't it? That's in 2 weeks here, that is what I've learned.
Mm.
So, Cass. Hi, Cass.
Hello.
Hi there. Ass.
Ass.
Ass podcast.
I've told you to stop that.
I know, and I've ignored you. Could you get someone from
the Poo-seum?
The Poo-seum on to talk to about their poo, not theirs. I mean the exhibition.
No, I was going to say who's
the exhibition.
Right. Okay.
Can we do that?
I can try.
Good. 1:18. We'll be talking to someone about poo.
Well, I mean, even...
There is a line!
Even by our standards, I thought we'd take more than 2 weeks to get to this level.
Like, nope.
We have done some absolute... on the radio. Yeah.
But ironically. Now, literally... it's the story everyone's interested in.
Yeah. Can't argue with it.
So we'll find someone to talk to about it next. It's 1:18.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Small businesses. Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get it straight from Selco.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. In April, hire a passload cordless first fix nailer for just £35 per week ex-VAT. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco. It's where the trade goes.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Devon's M5 near Cullumpton still struggling south past an accident between 28 and 29. Berkshire's A34 in East Ilsley remains blocked north near the High Street Junction following an accident there. Serious problems on Norfolk's A47 keeps that closed both ways between East Dereham and Swatham. Staffordshire's eastbound A50 between Blyth Bridge and Uttoxeter has reopened but is slow. Earlier problems on Cheshire's northbound M6 means congestion around Junction 19 for Knutsford and Newport's southbound A449, queuing towards an accident near the M4. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalized afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
121, it is Talk Radio. Obviously, you know, this is where you can send your reactions. If you've got any reactions to anything, or an opinion, or anything like that, and send it in to Talk Radio, because that's what it's for. We've got some of your reactions now. You can send them in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or send it to Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. What have you got, Cornelius? What's coming in on the reactions this afternoon?
Yes, we've had this in. It says, I think it's disgusting. That's coming from Man Eating Burger King. And this needs to stop has come from Lollipop Lady.
Did that come in during Julie Hartley Brewer's programme?
Yes.
Okay, fine. It's 1:22 then. Let's talk to someone about poo. But before we do that, let's talk to Asprod Cass, whose job it was to get someone on the telephone to talk about poo. I presume she went straight to the National Poo Museum in the Isle of Wight. What have we got, Cass?
The Isle of Wight was shut today.
The Isle of Wight was shut today?
Yes. I tried everyone on the Isle of Wight.
Right, everyone?
Yes.
Okay, who did you actually try?
The Poo Museum.
Yes, which was closed in the Easter holidays.
There was just nobody picking up. It didn't say whether or not they were closed.
Maybe they're just very busy doing pickups.
Perhaps.
Anyone else?
I tried the tourist board.
Yes.
And the Isle of Wight Council.
Yes.
And nobody was picking up there either.
Right, who have we got?
We have Alan.
Yes.
Who is from one of the online newspapers there. He's the editor.
Good enough for me. Is he on the telephone now?
He is.
Hello, Alan.
Hiya. Hi, John.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, we're all right. We're in print and online. We're with that behind the times on the Isle of Wight, you see?
Yeah, well, in print, online, that's carved into the very living rock of the needles, I imagine.
That's right, yeah.
Well, look, at least you're at work. What's happened to everybody else, Alan? So why is the Isle of Wight closed?
Well, you know, we are 50 years behind the times here. You know, we've got to have a day off somewhere, so...
So it might as well be a Monday. Monday in the Easter holidays, Alan.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I don't know why nobody's answering their phone. They must be too busy with the big queues outside the poo museum.
Must be it. So when did
the poo queue?
Stop it, Dave. When did this? You're just being childish. When did this museum open?
It opened on Good Friday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we thought it was actually going to be an April Fool joke at first. We had to clarify that it wasn't, but it isn't. And they've got some fine exhibits.
Have they? Well, talk us. I mean, have you been? I mean, to the museum, I'm not asking about your bowel movements yet.
I haven't been to the museum yet, but we've written stories about it in the paper.
What can you tell me?
And they've got things like the poo from the big cats at the zoo, which is where it's attached to the Isle of Wight Zoo.
I mean, that's just taking the poo that the zoo exhibits are doing and just putting it...
They've even got a 38-million-year-old poo. So that's from one of the... fossils that they found on the Isle of Wight. There's a fossil museum quite close by as well.
Right.
So it's just all really bringing all things under one roof, if you like.
I suppose it is. I mean, here's my thing though. What I don't think they've thought through, Alan, and correct me if I'm wrong, right, but have you never seen Night at the Museum?
I haven't, I'm afraid.
Right, it's a film. It's a film in which the exhibits come to life.
Oh.
Now, you know, I'm not saying that's going to definitely happen. But think of the consequences, Alan.
Very messy.
Does. Yes, it's messy. And you're an island. There'd be no escape from it.
No, there wouldn't. No, it's... you'd be caught between two stools, as they say, wouldn't
they? Well,
yes.
There are I mean, think about the museums in the world as well, right? So there's obviously, we mentioned it earlier, Natural History Museum, right? There's the Science.
Yeah.
The one in Riversleigh Park in Nuneaton, which has an old Inuit canoe.
Does it?
Because I grew up there, and that was the museum in the park, and they've got an old Inuit canoe.
What's the museum called?
Riversley Park Museum. And there's one in Canterbury that's got a mummified cat, so...
That's good. There's the York Viking one that we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, the Jorvik Centre.
The Pentel
Centre.
Museum in Cumbria.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering how popular... I mean, what are the numbers been like, Alan? I mean, is this a...
I've not heard yet, to be honest, how popular it's been in the first week or so since it's been open.
Well, it's closed today.
There's not been any cause of big traffic disruption around the area or anything, put it that way.
I mean, I think it's a bold move, if I'm honest. Just essentially taking the poo that the animals are doing and then just calling that a museum. I mean, I could technically, Alan, do that in my garden.
We could do that in here with Cornelius.
Me too.
I mean, fair enough. I mean,
well, we have red squirrels here, which are, you know, produce their own special poo, so you could have that as well.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got all sorts of wonderful creatures here, and you just use that, yeah.
Mate, look, what you need, and this is just me helping out, there needs to be a celebrity angle to this. Because people like Madame Tussauds, don't they, right?
They do.
So, think about that, right? Would you? Because I think I would.
Guys, I'm preparing one. Are you ready? Madame Poo Swords.
You don't want a poo swords, Dave. Although, you know, there are certain mornings when it's felt like it, let's be honest. It's happened to us all, right? But I'm thinking, Madame Tussauds is popular because of the celebrities. Now, what if... this? You can put this to them, Alan, when they open. You've got wax models of celebrities, but squatting and doing what nature intended. And then, you know, I'm not like high-end. I mean, like a Kardashian or something, or a...
Well, we've got some good celebrities local to the Isle of Wight. Alan Titchmarsh has got a house here.
There you go.
We've got Benedict Cumberbatch got married here last year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you've got some good names who could go with your idea.
Yes. Well, I mean, would you not pay good money, and be honest, to see a wax effigy of Alan Titchmarsh taking a dump? I mean...
I'm sure that would be a traffic hazard, wouldn't it?
they could animate it as well. Because they do that, don't they, Madame Tussauds? No, I'll tell you what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the animated... Wurzel Gummidge that used to be in the foyer all Harvester restaurants. But replace that with Alan Titchmarsh.
Yep.
Dropping off a brown trout. And I think you've got a tourist attraction.
Mm.
And also, call it the Isle of Brown, just for the promotional purposes.
That is good, isn't it?
Oh, that is good, yeah.
Yeah. You see.
We've got a special edition of the paper with that, Al.
You're welcome to use it as well.
The Isle of Brown County Press, yeah.
Good man. Alan, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
No problem.
At least you were there. So, good, that is Alan. He was on the telephone and was set up by the assistant producer, Cass. But speaking of things that are over Easter, by the way, and over the school holidays, because
yes.
Children are off now, because it is the school holidays. My children are off, right? A six-year-old and a three-year-old,
yep.
As I've talked about before, they're called Maisie and Isla, right?
Yep.
And at the weekend, I made the mistake of looking after them myself.
Oh, right? John.
I know. And I took them to, we just sort of went around and about. But at one point...
Ooh, great parenting.
I know, that's what you do. At one
planning
point,
a day out.
We did end up in a supermarket for reasons that are complex. Right.
Okay.
I don't have beer. and yes, we took a deep... The bribery aspect came in. So you went down the sweet aisle. Right. But I turned my back for a moment. Right. And between them, they emptied a whole shelf of sweets.
Yeah.
Right. And were playing hide and seek with the sweets in the CD department. So they just scooped up stuff.
I have a couple of questions about this.
And were randomly putting it, just hiding it, for each other to try and find. Like, what they got the idea from Easter egg hunts, you see. It's my own fault, because we did that at Easter. So they think now it's perfectly legitimate to hide whatever sweets they find, wherever they find them, wherever they want to put them.
I mean,
this is what happened.
My main question about this
I spent most of my Saturday picking packets of M&Ms out of Boyzone.
Who still buys CDs, though?
And Boyzone CDs.
Yeah,
I didn't buy them. I'm just saying they were there. I don't look. They're still. If you go to a supermarket, they still sell them. I'm not saying
do they actually.
Yes.
Oh.
Racks of them and DVDs. They do. They do, sir.
No, I'm not denying it. I'm just baffled.
Well, and that's but now they're full of sweets, so that's what happened. Anyway, it got me thinking.
Oh, this sounds like a classic John Holmes text-based setup.
Listen
to
me.
It got me thinking about something that we can do on the radio.
Well, it did. While I was plucking double-deckers out of Tapao, right, the best of Tapao. Right. It struck me that...
What supermarkets do you go to?
Just big, generic supermarkets.
Woolworths.
That's shut. Other supermarkets are available. Sainsbury's.
Our price?
No, that's Asda's.
Sure.
They have it, don't they?
Continue.
Right. Anyway, I thought, you see, Carol Double Decker. Because Carol Decker's in Tapao, isn't she? So Carol. Yeah. And I thought, that's a texter for Monday. Doesn't require much work or thought
on your part,
or indeed anyone's.
No,
come on, everyone, come on, have a go. Have
well,
a go.
Hang on,
Dave.
So what is
it's
it?
So clever. Like, it's music and sweets,
music and confectionery.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on.
The Rollo Stones.
Yes, if you like. I mean, no, but good. Fine. Cornelius.
The Black Yorkies.
Bruno Mars bar. That's better.
That
I'm back
is,
in.
That is better.
What did you say?
The Black Yorkies.
That's racist. Victoria.
Oh my god, I can't even think.
Think of a sweet.
Skittles.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Think of a.
No top in that one.
Think of a band.
I literally can't think.
Any band.
Green Day.
Green Day Skittles.
Great, you can join in.
See how easy it is. You can get green Skittles though, can't you? So it's fine. That's technically almost works.
It's not fine.
Kit Kat Stevens.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, hey, why not join in? Because, you know, you're probably at work and you've got nothing else to do. 8-7-2-2. We'll take music and confectionery this afternoon, won't we? We'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. 8-7-2-2 then.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yeah.
Got a good one to go into the news.
Oh, no.
Oreo Speedwagon.
Is that a biscuit?
An Oreo, yeah.
That's not confectionery then, is it?
Yeah.
No,
isn't it?
It's a biscuit.
Sodule.
News at 1:32, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
HMRC says it's already investigating leaked files about the offshore tax affairs of some of the world's richest people. The documents apparently reveal the financial dealings of 12 current and former world leaders, as well as several British peers and ex-MPs. The Labour MP, Carol Flint, who sits on the Public Affairs Account Committee, has been calling for more global tax transparency.
Everyone should be paying their fair share of tax, and it does seem that for a number of people, being rich just isn't good enough, and that they just have to have more. And it's greed, it seems to me, that makes people use these sort of tax havens that I don't think is morally right.
More than 200 migrants and refugees who failed to gain asylum have been sent back to Turkey on the first boats from Greece under an EU deal. The deportation's part of an agreement designed to limit migration to Europe. Police are investigating sexual Twitter threats against Leicester striker Jamie Vardy's one-year-old daughter. The abuse came after his fiancé posted a picture of her wearing the club's shirt ahead of Sunday's game against Southampton. Two people have been arrested by counter-terror officers from the West Midlands on suspicion of Syria-related offences. A 24-year-old man was stopped at Gatwick Airport before getting on a flight, while a 20-year-old woman was detained in West London. Talks have taken place in Cardiff in an attempt to save the British steel industry. Unions, business leaders and politicians were all at a meeting of a steel task force. And former X Factor judge Tuliza has been banned from driving after admitting being drunk while behind the wheel. She cried in court before being ordered to pay nearly £1,200 in fines and costs. The weather, heavy rain for the north. Elsewhere, it's a mix of sunshine and potentially thundery showers and highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
Name another sweet.
A sweet.
Any confectionery you like.
Okay, Dairy Milk.
Right. Now name a band.
Oh, no, this is really bad. Muse.
Muse?
Yeah.
Dairy Muse. It's not very good.
It's not very good. You're going to have to work on this.
I know.
Okay,
sorry.
Fine. 1:34.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So, a question for you. He's my newspaper reviewer tomorrow. He's great fun, but he's a former MP, he's a Mr. Cheeky Girl, and he's been on every reality show known to man, woman, and alien. Who is it? Why, the man whose name sounds like a good hand at Scrabble, Limbit Opik.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Don't phone the gas board, phone Holmes. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What was that about? What was that about a gas board? What was that?
Don't phone the gas board.
What does that mean?
Phone Holmes.
Are they back, are they?
It makes sense.
Why was
that back?
It makes
sense to me because we had that problem, didn't we, with a lot of our listeners trying to get in touch with the station.
And they've hit the gas board.
Yeah, they rung the gas board.
Even though that's not been a thing since about 1983.
Yeah, well, it was back in 1983, wasn't it?
When they were trying to get in touch.
When you were shopping in supermarkets, apparently.
Where they still sold CDs. Have sweets and CDs in supermarkets. I'm not making that up. But there is not a gas board. So that doesn't make any sense.
Well, you shouldn't phone them, John. Makes no sense to phone something that doesn't exist,
doesn't
does it?
Doesn't make any sense playing that.
Well,
make it stop.
Blame the gas board.
Should we do some headline hijack?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, let's do it. So if you are new to Afternoons on Talk Radio, one, welcome. Two, here's what you get to do in the next 20 minutes or so. You get to confuse the people whose time is spent at lunch. Maybe they've nipped out of the office. Maybe they're just not listening to this for whatever reason. Probably because they're on the phone to the fictional gas board. But either way, here's where you get to confuse the people who maybe tune in at 2 o'clock. It is called Headline Hijack. It's where you make up a news story. It goes into the news at 2 o'clock and comes out of the mouth of Victoria. But because she's a trained journalist who knows nothing about sweets or music,
She's not good at that, is she?
No. It sounds real. And therefore, the people tuning in at 2 o'clock believe it because they haven't heard this bit. So your made-up news stories are indeed very welcome on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's how to do that. What's coming in? Let's have a quick look. This is ties in nicely, actually, with the Pooh Museum, which is we found it was attached to a zoo in the Isle of Wight. All the big stories on Talk Radio. London Zoo has announced that it's going to open a two-way petting zoo, where the guests can pet the animals and the animals will pet you back.
That'd be nice.
That's actually a nice idea, that, isn't it?
It's probably the most contact Cornelius would get.
Yeah.
With another living being.
It is, yeah. He needs a heavy petting zoo. the internet won't be... Oh, this is just come in, actually, by the way. Oh, thanks, by the way, to James for that zoo one. And this is from Sarah. The internet will not be running for another half an hour. As you know, they've had overrunning engineering works on the internet this morning, and a book replacement service is available. If you'd like to keep your made-up news stories coming in, you can do so. The number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
However, I think we can go to Lonely Lunch Club. For if you are lonely, this is the lunch club for you.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Are you lunching alone? Doesn't matter where you are lunching alone. Maybe you are lunching alone at home. Maybe you are lunching alone at work. Maybe, as many callers for this feature, weirdly, are lunching alone in their car. Some people tend to just get out of the office and just, I can't stand anyone here. I'm going to eat my meat paste sandwiches in my car. But wherever you're having lunch, then if you're alone, what happens is this. We become your virtual friend or colleague. We can chat quite literally about anything you like, often from a sort of setting of ignorance. And that's absolutely fine. Because that's more or less how office banter works anyway. We can talk about your colleagues if you want to. We can talk about last night's TV. Whatever you want to talk about, we are here to be your friend. That is how Lonely Lunch Club works. And on the telephone this afternoon, I think it's Ollie. Hello, Ollie.
Hiya.
Hiya, Ollie. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Good, yeah. Well, thanks, yeah. So, before we get on to, you know, the banter, that we'll get into, Ollie, what do you do? Why are you lunching alone?
I'm working at a supermarket at the moment, and, everyone's literally just finished lunch, and I got let up late, so I'm sitting here by myself.
Right, okay, so why are you why are you lunching after everybody? I don't...
They're short-staffed today, and I'm a cashier, so, yeah, I have to go late.
Okay.
Ollie, I've got a question for you, mate.
Producer Dave's got a question for
you. Do you sell CDs at your supermarket?
No, we don't.
What do you sell? Do you sell any sort of audio entertainment?
No, they sell, like, the odd iPad, and that's it, really. Like, it's just got a little tech section, but it's quite...
Yeah.
Mainly food.
It's a small supermarket, is it?
Fairly small.
See, Dave, if it was a big supermarket, it would sell CDs, because they still do. I'm right, I'm not wrong. Do you sell sweets?
We do sell sweets,
In your face, Dave, sell sweets. So what have you got for your lunch? Do you buy it from that supermarket? When I say buy it, I mean put it in your pocket when no one's looking.
No, I bring my own lunch in, because I'm saving at the moment. Scrimping, so
this is good. Mm. Now this is where we can start the chat, right? Because maybe chat. You know. So are you in the staff room?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So we're sitting in the staff. I've just come in like that. Perhaps with Cornelius and Dave, they've just popped in as well. We've all just popped in. So let's start the role play.
Busy down there this morning, isn't it?
Honestly, we've never been so short-staffed. Have you seen that?
I know.
It's a real pain in the neck. Actually,
that's the thing with Sarah. She always calls in sick.
I know, just on a busy day as well. Sarah. What do you make of Sarah, Ollie? You've worked with her, haven't you?
Sarah's annoying. Yeah, I can't stand her. Absolutely. And I reckon she's the one who blocked the public toilet.
Really?
Causing all the commotion today, so...
Well, it's no wonder we're all busy. You're rushed off our feet, is it, with a blocked toilet to contend with?
I know.
Sarah's disgusting.
And all the old ladies keep complaining about it, and really, it was just Sarah, probably,
That's Sarah, isn't it? She's trying to get involved in that poo museum earlier. Just let me just step out of character for a moment. Just one moment, Ollie, bear with us. See how I bring all the show together. And this, my friends, really is what you call professional broadcasting, because I'm linking up all the themes to the show. I mean, you think I'm not. You think I'm plate spinning here and plate spinning there, and it's all disparate things happening, and I've got no clue what's going on, and it's all separate, and I just don't know where we're going next. But really, behind the scenes, I'm a master at work. Back to the role play. Yep. Ollie, so, what have you got there for lunch, Ollie? What have you got in there? What have you brought in?
I've just whipped up this morning my chicken and mayo and a bit of ham. It's nice. In a sandwich.
Looks nice, that, yeah. Are you saving up or something? You're scrimping?
Just trying to save a bit of money at the moment to, because I'm going off on holiday in a few months.
Oh, good. This is
classic banter territory.
Classic colleague that doesn't care about you at all, but pretending to be vaguely interested for the point of conversation, which is our role.
Getting excited here, aren't we?
Here we go, then. So, Ollie, where is it you're going on holiday?
Boom.
Oh, I'm going to go on holiday to America.
America!
I can give you a rundown of place to place if you really
want.
Yes! So we're going to go to Boston, New York, Miami, Houston, LA, Las Vegas, and San Francisco.
Excellent. Is this the first time you've ever been to America, Ollie?
It is, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's you've picked some good places there. I know what I'm telling you. That's good... How long are you going for?
A month.
That's about right, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. They're all good places. Really
there's
strong.
There's not a duff place in there.
You need to go on a duck tour in Boston, Ollie. That's what you need to do.
What, a duck tour?
Yeah, get one of those duck boats that goes on the land and then in the sea. River.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll have to look that up.
It's good advice, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Whatever you want, mate.
Good advice.
This is why I love my colleagues.
Yeah, well, no, we're here for you, as you know. What time you got to go back on the tills, by the way?
Oh, I've still got like another 45 minutes.
It's a bit too long for us at the moment.
Good. Anyway, we've done. That's good. Now we've done work. We've done sort of into work relationships. Yeah. We've done holiday chat. Anything else you want to just throw in? Just chat about, really, because you know, chat.
No, really, the big talking thing at work today is the toilet.
I mean,
the fact is, it was in the women's. No, that's the big one. But, yeah. Other than that.
I mean, you're right. I mean, you know, in most workplaces, it is normally the men's that they're hams to. You know, I've seen it. And you're right. And I think, it's my opinion, right, and I know we don't like Sarah, who works here, right, and I know we don't like her. But, you know, I reckon...
You guys are really harsh on Sarah. I think we should all be giving her a chance. She's only new.
Yeah, but you've got to pull your weight fast.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're
she's
out.
Only, she's young.
Yeah, she might be young, but it doesn't mean she's not. She can't be any good at it, you know.
Wow.
And if she, you know, but I look, I'm not blaming her for the toilet. I'm blaming Pete for that.
Ooh, you know, Pete.
Have you got a deli or anything there? What have you got?
Yeah, we've got a deli.
I blame Pete from the deli.
Yeah.
Right? The trouble is, Pete from the deli, and I'm not the first person to say this, right, is that he, you know, he's got his hand, not in the till, he's got his hand in the meat, hasn't he, a lot of the time. And he just, and I've seen him, he just eats the meat there.
Oh, meaty Pete.
That's what I call him, yeah.
And
what goes in one end has to come out the other, if you see what I'm saying.
This is slightly out of role play, if that's allowed.
Go on for a second.
But this does remind me of something that happened to me while I was not here. Last week.
Yes.
So I was at a radio conference, which I'm sure you've talked about.
No, I mentioned it.
No? I mentioned it three times today already. And my friend Chris, who I'm not... No, I am going to name and shame him completely. Chris Sawyer, who works at BBC Radio 1.
Yes.
Chris Sawyer, if you want to follow him on Twitter.
Chris Sawyer.
At Chris Sawyer. He nipped off to the loo at lunch.
Yes.
And he was gone for about 12 to 15 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
And he came back looking a bit flustered.
Right.
And he just sat down and deep breath. He was like, I'm a bit. I was like, what happened? And he just paused and went, just did a poo in the ladies. He'd accidentally misread the signs on the doors, got trapped in there. People had come in.
That's awkward, isn't it? Because you've got to then... You can't leave the cubicle with someone else in the...
No. Nope.
Because even though you could just hold your hands up and go, it was a mistake.
Yep. No, right? You're trapped in there.
You are stuck.
But and also, it's a conference where he is like a speaker.
Yes.
He's like an expert from the radio.
Yes.
And they're all like the students coming
radio,
in.
Radio 1.
Yeah. Well, they might learn something.
Yeah.
But yeah, terrible news.
Yeah.
So maybe it's him in the supermarket. Maybe he's up to his old business again.
Well, you know, I think it's an easy mistake to make. Yeah. You know, frankly. Are we back in role play now?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay,
yeah.
So when you're off to America, Ollie...
in like 2 months' time.
Right, okay, good.
Have you got your leave sorted?
Yeah. I booked it off ages ago, so...
Text Carol from HR.
Yeah. And, you know, she can be a bit dodgy, but...
Oh, you actually, I saw Carol, you know, with Pete.
No.
I did at that party.
Is that what he was doing in the ladies' toilets?
In the ladies' toilets,
really?
With Carol, smearing themselves in pate that could otherwise have gone to a customer. And then I saw them put it back on the shelf. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, Ollie, have we played the virtual colleague role as you wished?
Very well, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Lovely to talk to you. And I hope you have a lovely holiday. Good. That is Ollie. Shush, now, time's up. That's Ollie. He is in a supermarket where he is trying to solve the mystery of the poo in the toilet. It's fascinating insight into people's work lives, if nothing else.
I don't think anyone said the words poo more in an hour on the radio, honestly.
Well, the people who listen to Chris Moore's probably have. Right, 1:48. We'll be back with more Headline Hijacks. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. Right now, new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. How inspiring's that? DFS, not percent APR representative.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event, from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
West Yorkshire's A1M is heavy south past an accident between junctions 43 for Hookmore and 42 at Salby 4. There's restrictions on the southbound in 5 in Worcestershire. Vehicles overturn between 8 at the M50 and 9 for Tewkesbury. It is open, you're getting past the scene very slowly. Norfolk's A47 still closed both ways between East Dereham and Swaffham following a serious accident there. Berkshire's A34 in East Ilsley remains blocked north just after the High Street junction because of an accident. And an accident on Devon's southbound M5 causing queues near Columpton between junctions 28 and 29. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
10 to 1? No, it isn't. It's 10 to 2. Don't be ridiculous. Hello, I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme, Diversity Paper Review. This week, more diversities come in to review the papers because we are the most diverse programme in British, nay, world broadcasting, I'd go so far as to say. The supermarket, right?
Yeah.
I still posit that supermarkets sell CDs, and I saw it with my own eyes, so whatever producer Dave says, utter nonsense. They do. And I know this because my children filled up their racks with sweets on Saturday in a sort of improvised Easter egg hunt with any sweets they could find in a supermarket. Turn my back for a moment. They have filled the racks up with sweets and are looking for them. But, you know, every angry manager cloud has a silver tenuous text in lining, doesn't it? So I've got, this is from George. Hello, George. Haribo Diddley, because I'm mixing up sweets and music. And the Haribo is a sweet, and Bo Diddley is the thing.
It's good.
The music part, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good one.
I've improved on my Rolo one earlier, by the way.
Well, good, because you went down the route of biscuits, and that wasn't even correct.
That was Oreo, wasn't it? But then I said Rolo Stones, which I wasn't overly happy with.
Yes.
And then I've had a little think, thought about what I've done.
Yes.
And I've come up with Jason Derulo.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's better, isn't it?
That is good.
Yeah.
Black Revels Motorcycle Club.
Ah, oh, very good.
The Revels there. That's good, isn't it? That's come in. Thank you very much. Is there a name on that? No, there isn't. Oh, no, I can't find it. Anyway, Twixted Sister.
Yeah.
Boom. Twisted Sister,
is that?
I mean, it doesn't help, Cornelius, that your knowledge of music it doesn't really date to more than about last week.
No, it's just I've never heard of Twisted Sister.
You've never heard of Twisted Sister?
I might know a song of theirs. What song?
I Am, I'm Me.
What?
Sing it. Let's sing it together. Ready?
I am me. I'm whoever you want me to be.
It's not going like this.
Is that how it goes?
Find it. Find it while he's doing that.
So it's worth explaining, isn't it, before we move on, that your musical knowledge and experience
are second to none,
predate ours in a sort of...
Well, yeah, but this is a pointless argument. It doesn't work because...
It's not an argument. I'm just pointing out that there will be some sort of gaps in knowledge and culture clashes.
That's
here, John.
True, but dates are nothing to do with it. Because I wasn't around when the Beatles were around, but I've heard of them. Whereas Cornelius's argument...
Comparing Twisted Sister to the Beatles.
In many ways. Cornelius's argument is that I wasn't born then, and that's not an argument. I wasn't born during the Crimea, but I'm aware of it. There you go. Are you just holding a microphone next to your laptop rather than actually... Right. It's good radio, isn't it?
Production value second to none.
Yeah. You told me to look it up.
Do you know it now?
No.
Okay, fine. Picnic Kershaw.
Yeah, that's good.
I had Pick Nickelback.
Also good.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert Palmer Violets.
You could have just had Palmer Violets, who are a band.
Yeah, Yeah, but you've got to put a Huey Lewis and the Chews.
Yeah. Blackjack Black.
That's my favourite one.
Thanks. Thanks, mate. Just thought of that.
Oh, I see your Blackjack Black. Yeah. And I raise you Fruitella Fitzgerald. Is that your new favourite one?
No.
Oh.
Gary Andrews is coming with L King Size Mars Bar.
Good, see?
Very
that works
good.
On a... You could do that with pretty much anything.
Gladys Knight and the Cola Pips. Which one of those haven't you heard of?
Cola Pips.
Tiny little cola-flavoured pips.
What's a pip?
Like a little pip and a little thing. Tiny little...
Licorice All Saints, says Sarah on the text.
Yeah, it's good.
It's quite good, actually. Anyway, we'll keep that going through the programme for no good reason. 87222 if you've got a musical suite.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Talk Radio at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we need to find someone with the headlines, don't we?
Yes,
okay,
a winner.
I've just tuned in and thinking, what the ruddy hell is going on? Well, apart from the sweet music thing, headline hijack, a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. That is what we require from you, because it fools the people who aren't listening to this bit and who just turn up at 2 willy-nilly. They just come strolling back into the office, don't they, or wherever, just, oh, look at me, I've been out for lunch, I'm so popular. But they come back into the office and don't know what's going on with the news, and they just hear the news, and if there's a lie in the news, it means they'll believe it, because they don't know what we do to set up the lie in the first place in this bit. Does that make sense? Yes. The news lie will come out of the face of Victoria in about 4 minutes' time. Meanwhile, let's have a quick look through here. A novelty gift website has launched a new product today, writes Brian on Twitter. Panama toilet paper. On the roll of toilet paper, simply the pictures of faces of anyone involved in tax avoidance. So you've got David Cameron's dad, Jimmy Carr, Chris Moyles, and Vodafone. So that's handy, isn't it? What have you got there? Cornelius.
Yes, according to Michael, the internet will not be running for another half hour.
We've done that one.
Have we? Sorry. Yeah. Well, according to Jane... According to Jane, the County of Somerset...
Done that one.
No, we haven't. The County of Somerset is launching a legal battle to reclaim Somerset House from London. The building was moved from Taunton in 1952. However, Somerset County Council are now hoping to have it moved back in time for this summer.
That's right. It was the same kind of thing happened to London Bridge, wasn't it? You know, when someone famously bought London Bridge thinking they were buying Tower Bridge.
Mm.
And then they moved that to America, but we kept Tower Bridge and they just got a boring bridge.
It's the worst bridge, isn't it?
It is boring bridge. But that's that.
Tomorrow's Texter.
Yeah.
Boring bridges.
Boring bridges. What's the most boring bridge?
London Bridge, done it.
The one near my nan's.
What's it like? Why is it boring?
Well, it's like a bridge over nothing. There's no need for it to be there.
God, it's like Simon and Garfunkel in the room, isn't it?
Should we pick a winner?
London.
All right, no, not for the bridges. Oh. The headline
tower.
Hijack.
It was a tie between London Bridge and the one near Cornelius's nan's. And Miffin. So, have we picked... Jack, tell me... Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Right, who's won the headline hijack?
Natty.
Natty? Where does Natty live?
Natty?
Why are you laughing at their name?
Great name. Natty's from Leighton.
Excellent. Natty in Leighton, well done. Your made-up news story will be this Monday's headline hijack in the news, which is coming next.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains, with diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, la, la,
la, with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, calls for the government to take action against offshore tax havens, hundreds of migrants deported from Greece, and find out the latest name added to the Glastonbury lineup.
Talk Radio.
Opposition parties are calling for David Cameron to crack down on offshore tax havens. It's after files were leaked from a Panama-based law firm which allegedly reveal the financial dealings of 12 current and former world leaders, as well as several British peers and former Conservative MPs. HMRC says it's investigating. Fiona Hotson-Moore is a chartered accountant.
There has to be the question, is it there because it is tax evasion as opposed to tax avoidance, because it is money laundering, or it is in some way tied with corruption? So the question is, why would you put your money in Panama as opposed to another tax haven or indeed any other country?
A new EU deal has seen more than 200 migrants and refugees sent back to Turkey from Greece. They failed to gain asylum under stricter laws designed to limit migration into Europe. Around 4,000 people have been detained on Greek islands since the agreement came into effect on the 20th of March. Kate Allen, director of Amnesty International UK, has concerns.
There is absolute disregard for the Refugee Convention here. What should be happening is an EU response which seeks to provide support and assistance to people who are fleeing such appalling situations.
An investigation has begun into sexual Twitter threats made against the one-year-old daughter of Leicester's Jamie Vardy. The strikers called the online abuse shocking and vile. Counter-terrorism officers have arrested a man at Gatwick Airport on suspicion of Syria-related offences. West Midlands police say the 24-year-old was detained before boarding a flight, while a 20-year-old woman has also been arrested in West London. Tata Steel is being urged not to allow buyers to cherry-pick the best parts of its British business as it looks to sell up. Wales' economy minister has hosted a meeting involving unions and local and national governments. A nine-year-old girl has died in a horse riding accident in Gloucestershire. Emergency services were called to a farm in Missenden near Stroud on Saturday morning, but the child died in hospital later. It's understood she was out riding with the Cotswold Hunt when it happened. And Jeremy Corbyn is due to become the first leader of a political party to speak at Glastonbury. The Labour leaders accepted an invite from Billy Bragg to speak at June's festival, which will be headlined by Adele, Coldplay and Muse. Paul Stokes is the editor of Q magazine.
Well, they've had politicians of all stripes over the years, and they've even had Prince Charles as well, who turned up to have a brief look around the festival a few years ago. I mean, there are a lot of debates. It isn't just a one-sided sort of like, here's our leftist agenda, although that does seem to be the sort of the strongest thing to come through.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy rain for the north. Elsewhere, it's a mix of sunshine and possibly thundery showers. Highs of 13 degrees.
Have you got
Talk Radio Sports Update?
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea have now confirmed the appointment of Antonio Conte as their new head coach on a 3-year deal. He'll take his position after leading Italy through Euro 2016. Former Chelsea defender TalkSport's Jason Candy gave his reaction.
Yeah, it's all done and dusted. He was the top of the list. I'm glad it's been announced now. I didn't really want this dragging on to the Euros, and the club can now start to plan and prepare. Obviously, he's still got to go to France, and who knows what he will do there. It wouldn't bother me if he gets knocked out, so he can get himself back and perhaps started on next season.
England captain Wayne Rooney says he feels he still has a few years left in him at international level. The Manchester United captain's position in the starting 11 has come under threat from informed strikers Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy. Rooney missed the recent friendlies with Germany and the Netherlands through injury. And England Test captain Alistair Cook has backed Ben Stokes to bounce back quickly from his World 2020 cricket disappointment. The all-rounder conceded four straight sixes to Carlos Brathwaite as the West Indies won the tournament in the final over of yesterday's final. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. And just speak when you're told next time. Victoria.
And in order to make waste more easily recyclable, from next week everyone will be asked to separate their rubbish into alphabetical order.
Thanks very much. Did you come up with a... Remember what it was, right? It's sweets.
Yep.
And music.
Yep. I think I've got a good one.
Come on.
Are you ready?
Yes.
M&M's. Did you get it?
It's 2:05. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And, all right, Dave.
Hello.
Good. Did you hear the sport man interrupt me?
Yeah, that was rude, wasn't it? Ben.
Rude, wasn't it, Ben?
What's he like?
I know. Anyway, next we are going to be reviewing some television with work experience punditry.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Hey, okay then. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Monday on Talk Radio and presumably elsewhere. I am John Holmes. Today on the programme we are giving away billions of pounds because we've set Talk Radio up as an elite tax haven. Now what's happened is we've moved Paul Ross offshore, and if you are a world leader with suspicious ties to money laundering or a former member of China's Politburo or David Cameron's father, then get in touch with us this afternoon and we will help you dodge international sanctions and avoid paying tax. No, sorry, hang on, I've just realised that the island Paul Ross is associated with is a traffic one, isn't it? So it's, and it's not in Panama, it's in Maidenhead. Oh, fine, forget it then, it doesn't matter. Right then, 7 minutes past two, and it is time for work experience punditry. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that we are road testing the next generation of critics and pundits. Not for us, the same old ones that clutter up the radio and the television, don't they? And the newspapers, open the newspaper, go, oh, let me read about some films. It's the same old ones. Oh, let me read about television. Oh, hey, Gil, banging on again. Same old, isn't it? But no, this is where we bring you the next generation. It's work experience punditry. I'd like to say that our intentions are that we are genuinely bringing through the next level of media professionals. But what it really is that we don't have to pay them. Welcome, Cara. Cara.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How
good,
are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So, this is your first one of these?
It is.
You're reviewing television on a Monday?
Yes.
Good, and before we get on to it, what do you do?
Well, you may think that there's a lot of people from King's College London, so it may look like there's a conspiracy to come and get you from a group of us.
We do have a fair amount of these people.
But I'm also from there.
Yes. Good. Have we just got a direct line to King's College?
Yeah, I texted the other two yesterday saying, do you know anyone else who can do TV?
I mean, if I was to apply my Sherlock-esque mind to this, I would say that what Cornelius has done as the man tasked with finding these reviewers is find one group of people that say maybe do student radio in one particular university.
Yes.
And now he's just sending a blanket email out every week and saying, which ones of them are around.
I think Cornelius is better than
that. That's a good theory, but I couldn't possibly comment.
It is what he's done, isn't it, Cara? That's what he's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. But you know what? They've all been good, so...
Hey, it's working, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's fine, isn't it? So, okay, TV reviews, work experience punditry. What have you got?
Okay, so last night I watched Undercover, which is on BBC. It replaced the night manager slot at 9pm. And it was great. It was really gripping from the start. It starts in Louisiana on the big open roads with Sophie Okonedo, who's a great actress, and she is going to Jethro to meet a friend who she's been defending as a lawyer for 20 years, who is about to go to his death. They have a very emotional conversation, their last conversation. She leaves, and then she gets a call saying that he's being tortured instead of just being killed straight away. And after finding out that she can do nothing to stop that, she has to go back to London, where it seems that she's going back into a happy family. She's got Adrian Lester as her husband and three lovely children, and it all seems fine. But then a whole different storyline starts, where it appears that Adrian Lester has a lot to hide. He doesn't tell her that his father is still alive, and he's seeing him in hospital. And then he doesn't even tell her when his father dies. And it all seems a bit weird. But we gradually find out that Adrian Lester is an undercover detective who has been lying to her.
Is this a spoiler alert?
Well, it is and it isn't, because the whole show is... No, I don't think it is.
Well, it's too late now.
It's still worth watching, because we have no idea what will happen now.
All right, well, hang on, before we talk about it more, because I think we've got a clip of it.
Okay.
Because we are a professional... You wouldn't know from listening to it, but we are apparently professional.
Great.
So here's a clip from Undercover from BBC One.
20 years ago, a man died in police custody, and we have been prevented from getting to the truth of how he died.
20 years of normal life makes for very deep cover.
Get out of our lives.
We just want you to share with us what she's thinking.
Be strong.
You're asking me to put this before my family.
Do you want them to know who you really are?
You've forgotten that I'm married to the woman I spy on.
Is it true?
See, I think that trailer justifies that I didn't give anything away, because everything I said was in the trailer.
You're right. Yes.
Great.
Yeah, that could have technically done the work for
you. Okay, good. So, yeah, it's great. Very good acting from all members of the family. And what's so sad is that the family looks so natural. They just have pasta together and they do normal family things like go on holiday.
I like that you're go-to normal.
Well, yeah, everyone has pasta, don't they?
That's only normal family. They have pasta together.
What sort of pasta was it?
I didn't ask.
Carbonara? Tagliatelle. How many pastas do we know?
Are we going to keep on naming pastas until we run out?
Fusilli. Yeah.
Penne.
Ah, that's a good one.
I don't think it was a major plot point.
It's not for you to say, Cara.
Maybe it'll turn into one.
Maybe that'll be the key to the whole mystery.
Lasagna sheets.
Anyway.
Ravioli.
It was great.
Ravioli is like weird, isn't it, though? Don't you think? I always think it's like...
Good observation,
mate. That's like a bow tie.
That was
a McIntyre-esque observation.
No, wait, I'm finished. Ravioli is like two postage stamps full of sick.
Oh, it is that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, Cara.
That's okay. Anyway, so the normalness of them eating pasta, whatever pasta it is, it's still quite normal, is then kind of shocks us, because you find out that he's lying as well and you're not really sure what to think. And I am very much looking forward to watching the next 5 episodes and seeing how both their respective stories turn out and also their marriage.
Is it on... Because The Night Manager was very good, right? And The Night Manager did very well in its slot. And it was... is it on a part... I mean, will people who liked The Night Manager come to this and go, where's my new Sunday night thing?
Definitely. Yeah, really? Yeah. Fills the gap. Fills the empty emotional hole.
The Night Manager, when you look back on
it... still haven't seen the end of it, by the way.
So.
The Night Manager.
No.
Goodness me.
All right, well, anyway... What are you doing? Why are you being a dinosaur?
Just covering my ears in case you said it. No, it's fine. Don't say it.
I'm not going to spoil the end of The Night Manager.
Yeah, right,
it becomes the day. That's what happens.
He's a ghost.
Yeah, he gets a job as the day manager instead.
Yeah.
Gets promoted.
But there was the weirdest mystery about the whole Night Manager thing was how, and I won't tell you how, Dave, because it's in the last episode, but at one point, there's a swimming pool.
Right.
You've seen it, right? You know the bit I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. And then moments later, he walks into a hotel lobby. But his trousers are completely dry, even though he's been in a swimming pool.
Yeah. So that's
the mystery.
I've only seen half of it, but there's a lot of swimming so far.
Yeah, there is swimming.
They love a swim in that show, don't they?
Yeah.
Also, I have just probably figured out that Cara's spoiler wasn't actually a spoiler. the spoiler that he's an undercover detective because the show is called Undercover.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's fairly,
and it's based on
fairly
real stories.
Well inbuilt into the premise of the show.
Unless it's all set in a bed.
And it's based on real stories that have come out recently about women finding out that their partners have been undercover detectives for ages. So they've interviewed.
Oh, like Vernon Kemp.
Oh, yeah.
We will come back with more television from Cara very shortly. And we've got a couple more things to talk about. Thank you, Cara. But before we do that, we must explain the news. And the reason is because the news is complicated. You all know this, Cara, you've heard the news.
Oh, yeah.
It's always complicated, isn't it?
Very complicated.
We like to distill it down. We like to distill the news down into the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables.
Oh, okay.
Seven syllables.
Yes.
Five syllables. The news in haikus.
Tax shame for Tories, Cameron's dad included, just like Chris Moyles.
He sounds a bit sedated, doesn't he, when he reads those out, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Mm.
What? He's trying to channel the art of the Japanese poetry. Yeah, it's but what we've done, the mistake we've made, slow. Is given them to someone who can't really read. Anyway, we'll be back with Cara with more work experience punditry / TV very shortly. 16 minutes past 2, Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99, excluding VAT. Now, that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Wiltshire's eastbound A303 is now closed between Deptford and Winterbourne Stoke following a serious accident. Cambridge's A1, Great North Road and Stamford, there's delays south towards the A43 where there's restrictions because of a two-vehicle accident. Earlier problems on the M5 in Worcestershire has left some southbound delays between junctions 8 and 9. West Yorkshire's A1M, Huey South Pass, an accident between junctions 43 and 42. And in Tyne and Wear, the southbound A1 in Dunstan is queuing towards an accident near the Dunstan interchange. I'm Joanna Adams.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash, the other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Sell down. The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Don't phone your mum. Phone Holmes. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Why are they still playing?
Nobody phone. Nobody.
It's not
phone
even a phone in. Why? It's not. Why are they? What? Dave, you're the producer.
Yeah.
Why are they still playing out?
Ah, the reasons are.
Remember
manifold.
That meeting we all had at the beginning? When you know those rubbish things that have been made that don't fit the show or anything.
That one's particularly insensitive, isn't it?
Let's not play them.
Because you don't know.
Why are we playing them?
Because you don't know your mother, so it's particularly.
Exactly, and that's dope. Upsetting to me, as I said in the meeting.
Mm.
Also, we want our listeners to keep in contact with their mums as well. It's not a nice thing to say. Don't phone your mum.
Yeah, I know. The advice surely is to phone your mum as often as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like me, you might have one.
Yeah, or she might not be around forever.
I was born of a jackal. So, what? I was adopted.
Right,
we had this conversation.
Yeah,
I was adopted, Cara.
I didn't know that.
No. Well, that's the reason why you would. Obviously, he hasn't read my book. So.
Have you read John's book? No.
Is it good?
It's just not worth it.
Oh, it is this. Very
it's
good.
It's a tough read.
It's not a tough read.
How many haikus are there in it?
There's no haikus.
Oh, I'm not reading it then.
I could write one in the front for you.
What, in a signed copy?
If you like.
Yeah, right.
Fine, done.
You have to buy them. That's the rule.
I've got a load of boxes off now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can I have one now then?
Yeah, it's $6.99, Dave.
What's the RRP?
Well, I just get all of that.
Oh.
Now.
Is that cheaper than if I buy it on Amazon, though?
I don't know. Anyway, it's about to come out in paperback, so.
No, you've reached that level, have you?
Yeah. Anyway, it's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. It's available on Amazon. It's very funny. So what are we doing? Oh, reactions. Yeah. That's right. 87222 for your reactions this afternoon. It's Talk Radio. We thrive on your reactions.
Yes, absolutely, John. Lots coming in. I'm very wet. That's coming from April. Showers. April showers.
Good. Yeah, next.
Monty has said, I'm a Lima Jack and I'm okay. And Bruce has said, it's nice to see the weather improving. To see the weather improving, nice.
I've got just one that just says, too good for them. It's 2:21. Keep your reactions coming in, your reactions and your opinions. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter, you can use @TalkRadio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And meanwhile, we are still joined in the studio by Cara.
Hello.
And she has a review. It's TV today. It's Monday. We do TV reviews on a Monday, and we get some work experience people to do it because we don't have to pay them. Cara is from a university, and as such, has nothing else to do other than watch television. So
that's it.
So we've already talked about Undercover, which started last night on BBC One. What have we got next?
So next, I watched Flat TV.
Oh, okay.
With Tom Rosenthal.
Yes, he was in last week.
Yes.
Yes.
And
did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, fine. Should we have a clip first? Or
let's have a clip.
Okay. This is a clip from Flat TV.
What are you listening to? Drake?
What?
Is it Drake?
No, why?
Well, it's just your Facebook says you like Drake. Guess you shouldn't believe everything you read on Facebook. So you're going to Chris's party next weekend?
Well, yeah. Do you know Chris?
Yeah, we bump into each other every now and again.
Oh, but Chris has been abroad for 2 years.
Has he?
Yeah, she has.
That canned laughter from Cornelius.
Sorry, everyone. Tickle me. It's good.
Oh, fine. Who cares what you think?
Yeah.
It's not your review. It's Cara's. So, Cara, what do you make of Flat TV?
I quite liked it. I thought I thought it was good. I thought it maybe wasn't the prime target audience, but
who is then?
I think 16-year-old to 18-year-old boys, probably. Okay.
In between, is he?
Yes, yeah. Very in between,
is he? I mean, is that deliberate? They've gone for that in between, is he? Sort of.
Yeah,
I mean,
think so.
Why isn't it for you? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Jokes about Call of Duty.
yeah.
And so it's kind of based around the same idea, like the guy in between is not getting the girl because he's kind of too nerdy. That's a similar kind of vibe. The guy, Tom Rosenthal, is great. Like, he was in Plebs and Friday Night Dinner, but both of those, I think, were probably slightly better. But I think he's got a lot to give. And I liked...
Okay, good.
What I liked about it was that it was kind of all from his perspective. So they had really cool bits where it would go kind of CGI and he'd imagine it, he was in a game show. Or... they'd have a bit where they're trying to figure out something about Call of Duty and it would go all Sherlocky and he'd have the Benedict Cumberbatch coat and he'd imagine things in his mind palace and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And that was quite cool.
Okay.
It was creative. It was only 20 minutes, so it's worth a quick watch.
Okay. But yeah. I mean, but you're not going to binge the series?
I'm not going to binge the series, but I wouldn't turn it off if it was on.
Okay, fine. All right. And that's on BBC.
BBC Three,
which
only
isn't
online.
Even television anymore.
Oh yeah, so it won't just be on, will it?
No,
I do actually have to search it.
You have to search.
Well, I might purposefully search it again.
Don't want to point to that car, but it's not technically television anymore for your TV reviews. you viewed an internet show there.
I think you'll find that I asked Cornelius what should I review, and he said, "Why don't you review flat TV?" Tom Rosenthal.
It also has the phrase TV in the title.
Yeah,
which is very.
So does the band TV on the Radio, though.
But when Tom,
and if she came here and reviewed TV on the Radio, you'd be livid.
Yeah. You're stuck in the past. What about we got to move on?
You got to move with the times, though. Don't you know anything? Next, you'll be telling me they sell CDs in Asda.
What about Video Killed the Radio Star? That's a video.
I don't know what we're arguing anymore.
Welcome to Talk Radio.
Yeah. And The Post.
That's more or less how it works.
That should be the slogan.
Have you ever heard Julia
Talk
show?
Radio? I don't know what we're arguing anymore.
With Julia Hartley Brewer. BBC Three, yeah, BBC Three moved along. Tom came in, and it turned out, though, that originally it was commissioned for the television version of BBC Three.
Okay.
But in the meantime, of course, it all went online, so that went with it, but no one bothered to tell him, and he only found out when he read the listings.
Is that
true? What he said.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah. What else have we got, Cara?
So, lastly, I watched Home Fires, which was actually the first episode of Series 2.
Right, now, I'm not familiar with this at all.
No, I hadn't seen the first series either. So, the open title sequence reminded me a bit of Vicar of Dibley, but then it dramatically changed quite quickly. But it was set in a similar village.
Right.
So, it's set in June 1940. It's about the women in a Cheshire village and their lives and losses during the war. It was a bit difficult to follow because it was the first episode of a new series and I didn't know any of the characters. And there's about 12 different women with their respective families and lives and you're not sure who's married and whose husbands have died and things like that. So it's a bit difficult to catch up. But it was planting a lot of seeds, I felt, this episode.
Okay.
It's just kind of plot seeding. Plot planting.
Plot planting.
That's the word.
Let's go with seed planting.
Yeah. That's
Do you want to hear? Have we got it? Have we got some?
Oh yeah,
let's talk about it after this. Here it is.
What the next months will deliver is unknown. But what is known is that together we shall endure whatever the future will throw at us. For none understands the true cost of war better than women.
David! Don't let the
fear you are this close, and Patricia.
You want to go and fight? Go.
Make no mistake, ladies. This is our time, too.
I think they're going for the in-betweeners audience. I think that's what... Yeah. They're sort of, you know, they're going... that market... For me, there's not enough Call of Duty in there.
They're not.
There should be more.
Not enough war in 1940 for you.
there was not. I like a much bigger war than that one.
Great.
Call that a war.
This is a war. What?
I don't know. So go on, yes.
So it ranged quite. It was quite a good level of diversity between all the different women. So there was a kind of whimsical couple who just got secretly married, but then there was a Claire Rushbrook's character, Pat Sims, who starts having eyes for the Czech army officer who's in town while her husband is away. But the best storyline is probably Sarah Killingborn, who has to announce to the village at church that her husband, the vicar, is being held prisoner by the Nazis, and she gives a great speech about how they're all fighting in their own way.
Yes.
They're all struggling separately. So overall, they did a lot of, kind of planting all these different plot seeds, so that was quite good. But I feel like
the show will have more to offer as it progresses, because then you can go into more depth in each of those characters. And there was a bit of a dramatic thing at the end, which I won't spoil.
Okay. What channel are we talking?
That was ITV.
ITV. It's got ITV written all over it, hasn't it, really? You're absolutely right.
Why?
Why? I guess I'm just a bit worthy for a Sunday... Was it on Sunday night?
Yeah, it was.
Well, I knew it was. I could just tell. I could just tell. Anyway. Listen, Cara, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Got a review, average reviews.
Oh, yeah, I got it, haven't I? Yeah, that's right. We do like you to mark everything out of 10, but not individually. Just as an average across the three of those things.
Oh, gosh.
Out of 10.
Okay. Eight.
Ooh, hi.
Yeah. Good week. Undercover won it for them, I think.
All right, fine. Good. Cara, thank you so much.
You.
Will you come back again?
Yes.
Okay, only if we invite you. It's coming up at 2:30. You are listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the headlines.
Talk Radio.
There are calls for David Cameron to take real action against offshore tax havens. It's after a data leak revealed details about UK clients of a Panama-based law firm. Six members of the House of Lords, three former Conservative MPs, and even the Prime Minister's late father reportedly hid their wealth there. There's no suggestion any have done anything illegal, but Labour's Caroline Flint says it's morally wrong.
There is still one rule for a very privileged elite of people that doesn't compare to the ordinary lives of people who pay their taxes. Too often, it involves British-administered territories being part of this game of money manipulation.
More than 200 migrants and refugees who failed to gain asylum have been sent back to Turkey from Greece under an EU deal. The deportation is part of an agreement designed to limit migration to Europe, but it's been criticised by human rights groups. Leicestershire Police says it's investigating after Twitter trolls made sexual threats against the one-year-old daughter of England footballer Jamie Vardy. The Leicester strikers called the online abuse shocking and vile. Tata Steel is being urged not to let its British business be broken up as government and unions meet for crisis talks. Wales economy minister is worried the Indian owners will let buyers cherry pick its best assets. The school minister has been heckled by teachers as he made the case for turning all schools in England into academies. Nick Gibb was trying to outline the plan to strip 17,000 English primaries from state control and making them privately run at the ATL Union's conference. One audience member shouted rubbish while a handful of others laughed at some of his suggestions. And an entire village in North Yorkshire's been put up for sale. West Heslerton has a 21-bedroom mansion, a pub, petrol station, more than 40 homes and more than 2,000 acres of land. The guide price is £20 million. The weather, heavy rain for the north. Elsewhere, it's a mix of sunshine and possibly thundery showers with highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. 2:31 now.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:32, good afternoon. I am what that bit of production said right then. You're listening to Talk Radio. Still to come, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock and today's mystery quiz, it's sound. Before that, your reaction's still coming in. There are a lot of reactions coming in.
Oh, yes.
Reactions. If you've got a reaction, react it at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or react it at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody you like.
Here we go. Colin, by the way, sitting in a little booth, like on the right stuff, reading out reactions.
With some headphones on.
Reactions.
A laptop, even though it's not even turned on.
Reactions.
Us have got in touch to say, well, it's one rule for them and another for us.
Yep.
And List of Northern Clichés has said, pie, bitter, curry, whip it, flat cap, poor.
Thanks very much. I've got simply just says, well, the problem with it. That's come in there as well. And I've got another one from, it just says, not in my name. And that's from at Notting on Twitter. He's just telling us their name. Right then, let's talk serious hard news. minutes past 2 o'clock then on your Monday afternoon. And let me just tell you just a little bit behind the scenes of what goes on here at Talk Radio. For instance, you know, we've been doing this programme now for 2 weeks, and quite rightly, the news people out there in the office have started to throw their weight around a bit. They've just gone sort of, you know, we'd like you to, you know, try to fit in. Just record some news packages. What do you mean? Well, you know, you go out, don't you? And you, you do a report from somewhere, and it will sound like the news if you do that. You get a story, go out and do a report, and it will sound like the news. And, you know, I can think of nothing more pointless than that. Because, you know, when you watch the television and you watch, you know, the region, you go, when they go to the region, don't they? Mm. Let's go to the region, wherever you are, and then BBC One turns over to your region. And then what they do is, even though it's like after the 10 o'clock news on BBC One at night, they'll go, oh, earlier in my region, in Maidstone, at Maidstone Crown Court, a man was convicted of whatever, right? And then they'll go, for Newsroom Southeast, Simon Evans is at outside Maidstone Crown Court. And then they'll cut to him in the dark, outside a closed Crown Court, doing a report on what happened early in the day.
Yeah.
And that is pointless. Because, A, licence fee. What you don't need, he doesn't need to be there. It's closed.
My favourite one of recent times was, I think, the BBC's licence fee review.
Yes.
And BBC News, which broadcasts from inside a place called Broadcasting House.
Yes.
Through to a reporter stood outside a place called Broadcasting House.
Yeah.
So they just threw to a man who'd just walked outside and stood outside the building where the news was being broadcast from.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of that?
When really, they could have saved a lot of time and money by just telling us it from the desk they're talking at in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've got the same attitude, right? So they've got, you know, go out and do a thing. Go out there and do a thing in the... Go out. And I went, no, I'm not doing it. And then they said, look, we've got budget for it. And I went, oh, right. So, £50.
50 quid, isn't
it? That's the allotted budget for this.
Well, the Cornelius gets paid.
I know. So they said, can you go out and, you know, and to do a thing? And I, anyway, no. So what I did, I went to Cornelius.
Hi.
Yeah. And, because I couldn't be bothered, so I told him to do it.
Yeah.
But then what happened was, instead of doing it, he wasted the money on getting drunk at an aquarium.
Right. I mean, I know about this because I was also there.
Well, this is my next point. So there was a. So there is no news story attached to an aquarium.
No, there is.
There is.
I think, no, in fairness, if you listen to it as we go, we knew the story we're talking about.
Yeah.
And we covered some of the big points of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you went with him on the same jolly.
No, I went with him to produce
him.
So I'd like make sure he had a thing to talk about. So we had the news story.
Right, you know what we were just talking about with the BBC about wasting money?
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, I have listened to it and I learned nothing from it.
Oh, don't judge it too harshly.
Wait, that, he couldn't have just told me while drunk in here.
Okay, well, should we have a listen to it?
Well, let's have a look. Okay, so what happened was, there was an invitation to cover and I use the term loosely, news story at an aquarium, to which I was invited, but just sent him instead. Because I couldn't be bothered, right? So, we've still turned it into a package. So now hear the poor quality results featuring a drunk reporter on Talk Radio.
So, as you may have seen in the papers this week, the environment has been in the news. So I've decided, using the expenses Talk Radio give me each week to record a journalistic package, to come down here to the London Sea Life Aquarium to get to the heart of the matter.
Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter, take it from me.
I have bought, just to make sure, a producer with me. Hello, Dave.
Evening.
And just to doubly make sure, a friend of ours. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
If anyone asks, his name is John Holmes this evening. So we are currently stood in some sort of fish tunnel, which is above us is aquarium. There are fish, various species, and also a stingray. Also, there so happens to be a free bar here as we've come to a special event. It's the opening of something. I am holding two drinks in my hand, and there's some fish around. I'm already bored of fish.
Why don't you ask someone what they think of fish?
Yes. Excuse me. Can I ask you what you think of fish?
They're colourful.
Colourful. Fish are colourful, and that comes not from our mouths, but from the mouths of the public here at the London Sea Life Aquarium. So we've now moved on from the fish tunnel, and we are now in the fish section.
Sad and fish.
Yes, we're surrounded by lots of fish, which are quite big, but none of them are smiling.
Yeah.
Is this the nature of fish captivity?
I imagine it goes some way to explaining the fish problems.
We have reached something called the Ice Cream Adventure, which is at the moment a desk with a fridge behind it and many signs on it saying Ice Cream Adventure closed. Apologies for inconvenience. It's been a very enjoyable evening. I've seen lots of fish and, not just fish, and ray. Stingray, yes. What we're now going to do is talk to a member of staff here and find out more about the aquarium. So, just looking around, I'm going to go to the first staff member I see. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So, there's lots of fish here.
There are.
Can you explain... what do you do here, sorry?
I'm actually a barman here. I just wanted to say.
So, you're a barman?
I'm a barman.
So, can you explain some of the fish to me?
There are turtles. There are sharks. There are small fish, there are big fish, there are jellyfish, there are seahorses, there are penguins. There are also crabs and lobsters, I believe.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Right. No Cheers. Problem.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
It's the end of the night. You've just heard some music that has been put in post-production. And we've learnt a lot about aquariums this evening. And what we have learnt is how to spend the boss's dollar on ourselves. As you may be aware, the environment or fish have been in the news this week. I am Cornelius Mendez, reporting for Talk Radio.
I mean, the Today programme,
yeah.
I haven't got anything to worry about on Radio 4.
They could benefit from a bit of that, to be honest.
I mean...
I think we learnt quite a lot.
Well, I learned that over the course of an evening, you get quite drunk.
I do.
But what I am pleased about, and I'm genuinely, is that you spent the £50 that the news gave us to make a news package on champagne. And I kind of like that.
Correction, John. The champagne was actually free. That money went on the drinks after the free bar had run out.
Right. And I also like that you just took someone called Sean.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
He just shows official package
pretend,
producer.
Yeah.
Official.
Yeah. Well, no, but, you know, fine. You know, I think, yeah. I mean, I learned that fish are colourful.
Yeah.
We also covered the very controversial topic of fish captivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite in depth, Venice.
And the closure of the ice cream adventure.
Yeah, that's a sign of the economy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So I think news is going to... I think Robin, head of news, is going to be pleased with that.
I think she is.
Can't think what else would... Anyway, it's Talk Radio, home of fish news. It's coming up to 2:45. The big debate is at 3 o'clock, of course. Let's get through some of your texts, though, about... This happened earlier, essentially at the weekend. My children, who were still full of the excitement of Easter egg hunting, in a supermarket, just scooped up, without me noticing, handfuls of sweets and then hid them all over the CD section of a well-known supermarket, much to the annoyance of the staff and, well, me, when I had to go around picking M&Ms out of M&M. Mm. So, and thus it became... Sweets and music as a text in. What have we got? What have we got? We got some sherbet lemons.
That's good.
Sherbet lemons and also fruit Bastilles.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
Yeah. From George, that is. What have you got there?
Jenny has sent in foam banana ramas.
Okay, yes, yeah. No, good, yeah.
Yes, yeah. All right. The King Blue Ribbons.
Deacon Blue Ribbon, I got set in here.
Oh, okay.
Kid
Blue Ribbon, just the band Blue. What?
Kid Stick of Rock.
Kid... Oh, Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Deep Purple Ones off of Quality Street.
Tanika's texting Polo Nutini.
Yes,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, very good.
The pear drop explodes.
I don't know, what's that one? Is that a song?
No, it's a band. The teardrop explodes.
No, it can't sound, no.
Look again. What,
do you know him, Dave?
Hmm?
The teardrop explodes.
What's that?
From the 80s.
What's that?
What, the 80s?
What big hit called Reward?
I was only alive for 4 years in the 80s, John.
Yeah, but again...
Would I have heard that?
Yeah, but I wasn't alive when the Beatles were around. Yeah, I know of their work.
Yeah, the most successful band in the world ever.
The Teardrop Explodes were successful in their own way.
Will they last? Will their
they are lasting.
Legacy be as...
Well, I've just proved that they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
You haven't got one about the Beatles, have you?
Interestingly, well, I mean, I'm reticent to read out because I don't think it's the greatest one, but someone has texted in... the jelly beantles.
I mean, just no.
We also had Polo McCartney.
I really
McCartney
enjoyed that. That was from
well.
Mel. Thanks, Mel.
And what?
Polo McCartney came in as well from someone. So that's two Beatles, one to your.
John Lemon Sherbet.
Stop it now. Right, it's.
Ringo Starburst.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm going to retire now. From this segment of the programme. I'll be back in 2.5 minutes after the ads.
Nobody wants that. Right, big debate happening at 3 o'clock. But for now, allow us to explain the news to you, the complicated news, in more simple terms, through the art of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
England lose cricket, T20 World Cup final, 4-6 umpire.
Hang on.
Cricket there.
Hang on.
Explained.
Hang on.
Through the art of Japanese poetry.
Hang on.
Put your hand up if you want to speak.
Got my hand up.
I know. I'm ignoring you because you're a disruptive influence to the class. Dave, you got your hand up.
Yeah, I just have to ask Cornelius a question, please, John.
Cornelius, who wants to ask you a question?
Well, he can put his hand up. Dave, you have a question.
Did you realise you didn't know anything about cricket and just say cricket words in the last line?
Yeah, I didn't know how to...
4-6 umpire.
Yeah, I didn't know really how to finish that cricket haiku.
I would also contest that the word umpire is two syllables, not three.
Umpire.
John? Ruling?
Two.
It is two, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's...
So that haiku's been disqualified, everybody. Disqualified.
Okay, we'll be back with the big debate at 3 o'clock after these messages.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa contactless. It's the only change you need.
Now at TradePoint, we've got new lower prices on toilets, basins and taps from top trade brands including Ideal Standard, Cook & Lewis and Plumshaw. Stocked in volume, in store. With our great range of bathrooms, we've got the full package to save you time and money. So, why go anywhere else? Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
To Wiltshire, where there's delays on both sides of the A303 between Deptford and Winterbourne Stoke. There was an accident eastbound which has closed the carriageway, and westbound traffic has been stopped to where ambulance can land. Very heavy on the southbound N5 following a couple of problems between 8 at the M50 and 9 for Tewkesbury. One still live, a lane closed there because of a breakdown. A similar problem causing delays on the M1 in Derbyshire, south between 29 and 28 near Mansfield. West Yorkshire's A1M really struggling. This is south towards an accident between 43 at Hookmore and 42 at Salby Fork. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, 2:51 then. As I said, the big debate coming up along with this afternoon's mystery quiz. Will be happening in the programme this afternoon. If you were listening last week, you'll know that producer Dave wasn't here, actually. He is here now.
Hello.
But he wasn't here last week because he was interfering with students in Cardiff. Where he
educating?
Went.
Sorry, you missed a word there. Educating students in Cardiff.
Interfering with the education of students in Cardiff.
I will accept that as a compromise.
By speaking some words at a student radio conference. Yeah. Nonsense of us. You to go and speak.
Why?
Well, that would be my first question.
I'm a highly respected radio producer, John.
When did that happen?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I know this thing on the radio now that you technically claim to produce.
Well, I do produce it, John.
Is a slick, well-oiled machine. But I'd say despite your input.
Let's just say the bosses are happy, John.
They haven't heard Cornelius's package yet.
No, it's true.
After that. You two just going in drunk with 50 quid they gave you to make some news.
I've got an email in my inbox saying, can you see me after the show from the head of news?
See, I told you. There we go. No, seriously, Cornelius was going, we can't play it out. I was drunk. And I said, I'm playing it out. And there it was, on the actual radio. So it's unprofessional to get drunk while you're working, isn't it? Yeah. And that's the, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Which is why I took 3 days off last week to go and get drunk.
Yeah.
To educate students. No, it was interesting because it's like a 3-day conference all about radio, talking about all radio's biggest names toddle along, apart from you. You were you know, I went instead of you, basically.
I was working. I was here.
You've got to do a radio show. As well.
You weren't invited.
Yeah, that's true. that's also true. I just thought you'd be interested to know that people are talking about you at these sort of things.
Well, I would expect nothing less.
So your name cropped up?
Yeah, well, it would.
Once, over 3 days.
John,
there are a lot of radio presenters in the UK. There's a lot of coverage. You know, like, it's spread fairly thinly.
Yeah.
Like, they only mentioned Greg James, like, I think 782 times.
Yeah.
So compared to that,
Greg James was there.
Yeah, true. Absolutely.
So that's just people just saying his name as he walks in. Hi, Greg.
He'd made the effort.
Hi, Greg. Two.
He has someone following him around with a clicker.
Yeah, he does that as well. It's an ego, isn't he? How many times has my name been said?
Especially one of those wheels that you had at primary school to measure distance.
Yeah, the Greg James name-dropping measurer. I mean, oh, here comes Greg.
Another one, lads. Put it down.
But I would like... Would you like to hazard a guess as to what context you were mentioned?
Oh, probably my burgeoning... career.
Yeah.
Just going, you know, on the radio.
Yeah.
Moved from one.
No. Not.
Back to, we used to be on Radio XFM. Yep. And then over to Talk Radio, where we just essentially do what used to be our podcast, but now do it for 3 hours.
So it's interesting. It was within a session with a man called Dave, who used to produce you on XFM.
Yes.
Dave Masterman.
Dave Masterman. Yeah. Yes.
And he was asked a question to which he cited you as, like, the prime example, like, you know, the no one better in the industry at doing this.
Yeah, this would be my professionalism. I mean, like I was saying with back Con, you know, Con gets tasked with doing something, just gets drunk.
Yep.
I mean, you know, but my level, well, quite right too, actually, yeah.
Okay. So the question was, John, when did the behaviour, this is the only time your name was brought up in the whole conference, okay? The question was, when did the behaviour of a presenter leave you thinking you were probably going to get fired? Any guesses?
Well, I mean,
we haven't got all day.
That's a sport for choice here, because, you know, as you all know, that happens to you on a daily basis yourself.
Yeah, it really does. The example he cited, John, was when you were hosting something called A Winter Wonderland.
Oh, yes. Was like an outside, XFM's annual gig at Brixton Academy. Yeah, yeah. Lots of bands.
I've actually recorded a little bit of audio from the answer, which is it's from the back of a theatre, so it's quite hard to make out. But I'll give you the precursor to the story before we join it. The story he told, and I'm happy to hear your side of it after we hear this.
Right.
But here's how he told it. You were hosting.
Yes.
And he thought, oh, well, you know, that's fine. John's got this. He knows he's a professional host. He can do this.
Yes, I know.
And he didn't really check in with you before you went on.
No.
And what you had done between...
I know where this is going now.
Between arriving and going on had done what? What had you done?
Well, it wasn't between arriving. It was just during the evening in general that I may have had... Oh, I see.
How many pints of Old Speckled Hen?
Oh. Take it back, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Being drunk at work, eh?
Maybe six.
6 pints. Which is...
strong stuff as well.
Yeah. Considering you're only 5'4", is more than a pint per foot of your height.
I'm not sure that's how it works, but...
So you walked on and apparently started heckling the crowd.
No!
And they started booing you, didn't they?
Really.
And we're going to pick up at the point where your former boss says how many people were booing you, and then Dave will pick up the story from here.
4,000 people booing you.
Yeah, there were a fair few. So at that stage, you'd expect maybe just wrap it up and get off stage. But then he decides to shout back to them, don't f***ing boo me, you f***ing ass. That didn't stop the boos, funnily enough. They got louder. And then there was another round of swearing, which was similar words, before he then eventually did just decide to bring yourself off from the stage. So if you're ever tasked with looking after a presenter and you think they don't need babysitting as much as they do, they always do. So just make sure you're watching what they drink, especially if they're 5 foot 2, because I'll go straight to the head.
And what two? Well, points. I'm not 5 foot 2. And also, I certainly did not bring myself off on stage. Right? No matter how drunk I was, I would have remembered that. Right? And also... Dave in that clip failed to remember was that the reason they were booing 4,000 people was because he told me, before I introduced the headline act, which was the Vaccines, Yeah, that I had to ask the crowd to do something to so he could record it for the following day's show. I asked them to do it because he told me to.
Yeah.
And they just started booing because they wanted to watch the vaccines.
Oh, it's all
and admittedly,
fault,
I may have sworn at them a little bit because
yeah.
I thought they were being rude.
Don't.
I don't like a rude crowd.
Don't bleeping boo me, you bleeping bleeps.
I may have said that. Look, I had six speckled hens.
Please welcome the vaccines.
Who were livid, by the way, because I turned the crowd hostile. I mean, it was not good. Anyway, thanks for bringing all that up.
There you go. Just thought I'd give everybody an insight into your past demeanours. We could do one a week for probably the rest of this run of this show, to be honest, and not run out.
We're not doing a feature called John's Demeanours.
It's up to you.
Well, then no. I mean...
Dang.
Good. Right, okay. So, thanks for that, Dave.
You're welcome.
See me afterwards. it's coming up to 3 o'clock. We will be doing the big debate next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn. Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right. Got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs, and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. Right now, new season spring collection sofas are half price, available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. How inspiring's that? DFS, not percent APR representative.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Right, 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, UK authorities investigate the biggest data leak in history, a death at Disneyland, and two unlikely names are added to the Glastonbury lineup.
Talk Radio.
David Cameron is facing calls to crack down on offshore tax havens after leaked documents reveal details of the rich and famous who are hiding their wealth. 12 world leaders, football stars and former MPs are accused of using secretive schemes. Nicola Shackson has written books about tax havens and describes this leak as unprecedented.
So much of the stuff that is offshore is secret. You can't find out what's going on. So this is incredibly valuable to get real names and real emails and all the kind of paraphernalia of what's been going on brought out into the public.
More than 200 refugees and migrants have been sent back to Turkey as part of an EU deal. Human rights charities have held protests, saying the deportations from Greece break international law. England and Leicester footballer Jamie Vardy has hit out at Twitter trolls who made sexual threats against his one-year-old daughter. Police are investigating the graphic abuse over the weekend. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt has more.
It does include threats of rape and other pretty awful stuff, and Jamie Vardy himself has headlined, well, he's posted some of these awful messages under the headline shocking and vile.
Counter-terrorism officers have arrested a man at Gatwick Airport on suspicion of Syria-related offences. West Midlands police say the 24-year-old was stopped before boarding a flight, while a woman has also been detained in West London. A Disneyland Paris worker has been found dead in the park's haunted house. The 45-year-old technician thought to have been electrocuted on Saturday morning, just before the park opened to the public. The schools minister has been heckled by teachers as he made the case for turning all schools in England into academies. Nick Gibb was trying to set out
the plan to strip 17,000 English primaries from state control and making them privately run at the ATL Union's conference. Shadow Education Minister Lucy Powles told Talk Radio she doesn't think it's a positive move.
These are often small schools that haven't got the scale and scope to turn themselves into an academy, but are doing really well by their pupils. The head teachers and the teachers have got a lot on their plate at the moment with budget cuts and new exams coming on board, and I just think this is at best a distraction for those schools, and at worst will actually have a detrimental impact on standards.
And Jeremy Corbyn has accepted an invitation to speak at this year's Glastonbury Festival. The Labour leader will join Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell on the bill at the Left Field tent. He'll speak just days after the in-out EU referendum.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy rain for the north. Elsewhere, it's a mix of sunshine and possibly thundery showers. Highs of 13 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea have now confirmed the appointment of Antonio Conte as their new head coach on a three-year deal. He'll take his position after leading Italy through Euro 2016. Former Chelsea defender TalkSport's Jason Cundy gave his reaction.
Yeah, it's all done, dusted, and he was the top of the list. I'm glad it's been announced now. I didn't really want this dragging on to the Euros, and the club can now start to plan and prepare. Obviously, he's still got to go to France, and who knows what can... what he will do there. It wouldn't bother me if he get knocked out, so he can get himself back and perhaps started on next season.
England captain Wayne Rooney says he feels he still has a few years left in him at international level. The Manchester United captain's position in the starting 11 has come under threat from informed strikers Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy. Rooney missed the recent friendlies with Germany and the Netherlands through injury. And England Test captain Alistair Cook has backed Ben Stokes to bounce back quickly from his World 2020 cricket disappointment. The all-rounder conceded four straight sixes to Carlos Brathwaite as the West Indies won the tournament in the final over of yesterday's final. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much, Talk Sports Power. How is it exactly? What does it mean, Victoria? How is it powered by Talk Sport? What does it actually mean?
I think it means the electricity is provided by them.
Is that just because we're in the building, the same building?
Yeah.
Because all they need to really say is that's the sport from Talk Sport.
Maybe they just think it sounds cooler, John.
Doesn't though, does it?
Well.
Sounds a bit needy.
Yeah, well, maybe a little.
Okay. Have you thought of another sweet slash music combo?
Well, no.
You had one job.
Well, I didn't know. I came up with one.
Well, you had two jobs.
One, I came
one was
up
the
with
news,
one.
Which you delivered impeccably.
Thanks.
But this other one, you know, which is bands and sweets, because my children hid sweets in the CD racks of Wellknow Supermarket the weekend,
yep.
Thinking they were still on an Easter egg hunt tip. And so we were doing bands and music, weren't we?
I know.
Aerosmith you could have had.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
Stiff Little Fingers of Fudge. There's George. George is prolific this afternoon. George is nailing this.
George should be hired by this show.
Unfortunately, Cunningham, as the one that made the suggestion, you're also the person liable to be fired first.
You know how it works. Last in, first out.
Yeah.
What Dave said to the students. Cardiff. Anyway, 6 minutes past three. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Good, fine. Just keeping everyone on their toes. We will do the big debate next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go then. It is Monday. It is Talk Radio and presumably elsewhere as well. I am John Holmes. Today on the programme, we are giving away billions of pounds because we've set Talk Radio up as an elite tax haven. What we've done is we've moved Paul Ross offshore. And if you're a world leader with suspicious ties to money laundering or a former member of China's Politburo or David Cameron's father, then get in touch and we'll help you dodge international sanctions and avoid paying tax. Although we have, what we have done is learned that the island that Paul Ross is associated with is actually just a traffic one. And it's not in Panama. It's in Maidenhead. Anyway, never mind. It's time for the big debate this afternoon. And of course, everyone is talking about Panama. And the offshoreness of the whole thing. As anyone knows, the most famous, what's the most famous thing to come out of Panama? Let me tell you, it's hats. Panama hats, of course. And that is what's stirring up the majority of the debate this afternoon across Britain. If you're on Twitter, you'll have seen this. Hats is now trending as a word and as a concept. People have a lot of opinions about hats. It is the big debate. It's where we debate the big, big things. And on the telephone, absolutely, I think Livid, is he Livid about hats? Who's on the phone? Is that Andy?
Hello, John.
Hello. Are you now? You've called in Talk Radio, of course, because you're angry about hats. Am I right?
I think I'm probably incandescent about hats.
Yes,
John.
Yes. Well, do tell us why.
Livid doesn't get there.
Right. Talk me through why.
I mean, you know. Well, first of all, can I start you off with this?
Yes.
Can I start you off with this phrase, John? Mad as a hatter.
Yes.
Do you recognise that phrase?
I'm
anybody who wears a hat deservedly needs to be called that phrase.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
And what? One other thing about hats, John.
Yep.
How many evil people do you know that wore hats?
Hang on.
Because I've made a list here.
Okay, I've got two. I've got,
Well, I can beat you with two.
Okay, well, let me see if my two are on your list.
Go on, then.
Is that all right? I've got, Hitler.
That's on my list. Hitler was on my list.
And, I've got three. Jack the Hat McVitie.
Oh, I didn't have that one. Hang on a minute. I'll write that one down.
He was with the craze, wasn't
he? Well, that's on my list now. Well, I only had three. But Genghis Khan had a hat.
Yes.
And he wasn't very nice.
No.
Hitler had a hat, as you rightly pointed out.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody would disagree about his form.
No.
His hat-wearing form.
Yes.
Do you know who else wore hats?
Who?
Vikings. They wore hats. And they weren't very nice people. And Skeletor. I mean, I'm the first one to admit that Skeletor didn't really wear a hat. It was more of a hood. Okay?
Yeah.
But realistically, the hood is as bad as a hat. The hoodie, John, simply takes the standard, nice, lovely garment, the cardigan, and turns it into an integrated hat. A cloth hat becomes a hoodie. And you don't see gangs of youths hanging around on street corners putting dog poo through letterboxes wearing cardigans, do you, John? You see them wearing hoodies, John.
Yes.
Not cardigans.
It's a contentious issue. We've got a lot of tweets coming in about it. Stay on the line for me there.
I will be.
Andy.
I'll be here.
Stay on the line. And let's bring in someone with an opposing point of view, because that's how talk radio works. It's someone who loves hats. He loves hats. Dave, you love hats.
Yep, I'm all about the hats, mate. Bowler hats, flat caps, you know, Panama hats, great for hiding your tax money under, storing the choice of Indiana Jones. Symbol of potency. You can't go around giving hats a bad rap.
Well, but listen to what, hang on, just... Wait a minute, gents, because hang on, what's going on here is that Andy is saying that the hat is now part of an integrated cardigan headgear associated with crime. How are you going to come back? I mean, that's an argument that you can't argue against, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, I can argue against that. I mean, a proper hat, not none of these urban hats that we have that we call...
Oh, we're going to start distinguishing between types of hat now, are we?
It's a sign of politeness to somebody. It's long been a courtesy that you could pay, but you can't do that if you don't have a hat. A nod doesn't cut it,
go on.
Well, we can use a hat for that. A hat's useful for many other situations, like, you know, if you're having a little bit of a trouser emergency in public, you can hide that under a hat.
Yeah.
It's law that if a pregnant lady needs to urinate, she can use a policeman's hat.
Hang on, right, let me just stop. It's a very good point, Dave. Andy, he's saying without hats, pregnant women would literally have nowhere to urinate.
That isn't actually the case, is it, John? I myself carry a bucket round for that particular emergency all the time. I don't need a hat. In fact, the only good thing you can do with a hat is urinate on it. So actually, it proves my point. I think you'd agree. I couldn't understand much of what the other caller was saying because his hat was getting in the way, I have to say.
Is that right, Dave? Is your hat in the way? Is that why you're muffled?
Well, I do find it difficult to communicate through the awesomeness of a hat. It does tend to be pretty overbearing and overshadowing. But, you know, I have no issue with that. People can normally gaze upon my hat.
What sort of hat?
What on your hat?
Well, it's kind of hard to choose since I'm wearing a bowler hat on top of a fedora at the moment that I just love them so much.
Yes.
But I wear them in that order. You've got to put the little hat on top of the big one, really, you know, for the maximum effect.
So what's happening here is that Dave is wearing more than one hat, Andy, and he's outing you as a racist.
Do you know why Dave's wearing more than one hat, John?
Why is it? Why?
You know why?
Why?
To hide his lunatic fringe. Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. To hide his lunatic fringe. I didn't want to get onto this.
Yes.
But let's talk about animal cruelty, shall we?
Yeah.
Should we talk about animal cruelty?
Yes, let's.
All right. You know those magicians that they have?
Yes.
Yeah? What do they pull out of hats?
Rabbits.
Bunny rabbits. Do you know how they get them to stay in the hat before they actually pull them out of the hat?
Yes, I do. I know this.
They nail their feet to the top of the hat.
They do.
Nail their feet to the top of the hat, John.
Yes.
If there were no hats, we wouldn't have to do that, would we? And I don't want to hear this argument that the gun lobby use. Oh, it's not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people about hats. I don't want to hear it's not hats that injure bunnies, it's magicians that injure bunnies. I don't want to hear that, John. It's just a ridiculous argument. If you're going to nail the feet of a bunny rabbit to the top of a hat for a magic trick, get to the hats, John. Get rid of the cruelty.
Dave, this is, he's bringing in a very good point here, because are you not thinking of the rabbits?
No. I mean, about the whole hat trick, they're magicians. What they have inside the hat is an interdimensional portal. So they stick their hand in and they can pull the rabbits out from another dimension without harm. This whole thing about nailing hats, nailing rabbits into hats is an absurdity.
He's saying you're absurd, Andy. He's saying that your idea of the nails doesn't even...
I must admit, it is true, it's partially true, that we have, in recent times, moved past the nailing of rabbits' feet to the bottom of the hat to the interdimensional portal. However, think about that in itself. Kidnapping the bunnies from an interdimensional portal at the whim of a magician is no better than nailing the poor creatures to the top of the hat in the first place.
The rabbits are refugees from a cruel and uncaring universe. They want to come through the portal. Why do you think there's so damn many of them? I mean, they start off brown and then they're getting bleached. That's why they're always white rabbits. They just want to be rescued from being bleached in the cruel dimension they come from. That's why the magicians do it. They're not entertaining children. It's all a front for saving all of these refugee rabbits.
This honestly is, gentlemen, a debate that can and will go on and on, I realise. I mean, you know, the pulling of rabbits through interdimensional portals has been... I know Julia was talking about it on her show earlier, and it is one of those topics that will run and run. And let me just... Can you just sum up this whole debate, Dave, in one word? The whole debate in one word, Dave.
Hats are classic symbol.
No. You have
one
to
word,
say
one word.
One word.
Unnecessary.
Andy, sum up the whole debate in one word.
Hate, which is hat with an E.
And there we must leave it for now, as we're running out of time. But so much reaction on the text and the tweets about hats. This is such a big story. Cornelius, what have we got coming in?
John, the opinion is so divided. Lots of people feeling the need to get in touch. Dave.
Another Dave.
Another Dave has said that I think he's actually from the same place as Andy.
Yeah.
He's incandescent as well at the moment.
Yeah.
And he agrees.
Well, Candescent is used to be part of the home of the anti hat lobby. So
yes, that's
that,
all right.
That makes sense. That's Candescent in Cumbria, not the one in Hampshire. Yeah. What have you got?
And he also says hats encourage alcoholics as well, because think of Australians with the wine corks around their hats.
All good points. If you've got a point to make about hats this afternoon, you can make that reactive point to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Also write the word hat on it, or you can use talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Also hashtag the word hat on it. It's 3:17. You're listening to talk radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes.
BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 7.5-litre tub of Crown Trade White or Magnolia Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £11.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on Deptford's A303. It closed between Deptford and Winterbourne Stoke following a serious accident. And there's westbound lane restrictions, but that has reopened. Air ambulance landed a little earlier. Norfolk's A47 East Dereham to Swaffham closed both ways because of accident investigation. Congestion on the M6 South near Birmingham, 7 to 6, you're down to one lane. A vehicle's overturned. West Yorkshire's A1M slows south towards an accident near Hookmore at 43. And Tyne and Wear's southbound A1 in Dunstan queuing towards an accident near the Dunstan interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:19, a lot of your reactions still coming in on Talk Radio this afternoon. Do keep your reactions coming to us, please. I've got some here. It just says here, it's more about the width, John. Very good point, actually. Yeah. I've got one. Just says no, and then opposing yes. Why did the chicken cross the road? It's a joke. It's coming. So do keep your keep yours coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Rock Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Past three on a Monday afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Hello, and it is time for today's diversity paper review. Now, you will know if you're a regular listener that yes, we review the papers. Yes, because we're a Talk Radio program, and that's what you have to do. It's in the contract. However, most people, I don't know, I have no, most people just have any old person reviewing the papers, but not us, because we are at the forefront of Britain's broadcasting diversity policy. We put ourselves there. So ours is a diversity paper review, and every day our papers are reviewed by a different diversity. That's how it works. Today it is Mark, and which one are you?
Depends who's asking. If it's a lad, I say Brad. If I'm trying to impress the ladies, I'm like, I'm Asian sophisticated.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll go for, you know, we'll go for both of those.
You can just call me Brad.
Okay, fine. Today, it's a brown one. He's reviewing the papers. What's in the papers, Mark?
The story that caught my eye was Spain, the Spanish, a culture we all admire from a distance, are trying to drop the siesta.
Well, that's... But that... Why?
I don't understand. Apparently, it means that they're losing efficiency and their economy isn't working as well as it should do. I mean, isn't that part of the charm of
that's why, exactly Iberia? Right. Because otherwise, why would you... I mean, people talk about introducing it here to make us all feel better. So you can't take it away from the very place that originated laziness.
Yeah, exactly. And I quite like the idea of introducing it here. Can you imagine, on radio, you'd have two graveyard shifts.
Yeah, this would be one. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, it feels like it anyway, so it's not going to be much of a change.
I didn't want to bring it up, but
no,
yeah.
But thanks for doing so. I mean, it's true, though, isn't it? People go, oh, you know, I'm doing 1 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm asleep then, mate. Don't hear the show.
You'd have to rename Drive Back to Work.
Yes. Oh, it would throw things into disarray.
It wouldn't really work here, though, because people travel huge distances to get to work, don't they?
Yeah.
People, the siesta time would be spent commuting home and then going back again.
No one would go
Train companies would make a killing.
They'd sleep under the desk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's the obvious way to get in. And that would cost workplaces more money because then you'd have to build in sleeping areas in the workplace. But the Spanish, they just just go out and sleep under a tree. I've seen them with, oddly, given the debate, hats.
Oh.
They put hats, so...
Hats.
You know, over their eyes.
There's nothing more endearing to a British tourist abroad than seeing a Spaniard asleep under a tree with a big hat on.
Yeah, exactly. It says...
Holiday.
This is how to live your life.
Mm.
And I think we could all learn a lot. The problem comes, of course, in this country, we went to sleep under a tree, is it's the weather's rubbish. So, you know.
We'd adapt. That's the thing about us Brits. We're good at adapting to things, aren't we?
I mean, where do you stand on the notion of a siesta, really? As, you know,
I spend most of my life half asleep. So, be it at work or at home, or doesn't really bother me.
Maybe you could move it round. Which would technically then just be a lie-in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And maybe that's the way to do it. So you just get up later and then just do some stuff in the afternoon. And then a bit in the... I'm basically just talking
about... You're just half the working day there.
I'm just describing producer Dave's day.
I don't work that much.
That's a good point. He doesn't work that much. Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Babies all over the world are now apparently sleeping in boxes.
See, again with the sleeping.
Yeah, it's a common theme through my life, and I've brought it onto your show, sorry.
Babies all over the world are sleeping in boxes.
Yeah, for years, for generations, we've been told what you don't want is your kids sleeping in a box. But the Finnish, of course, all good things come from Scandinavia, have, since about the 1930s, they've got a tradition over there where the government, every time a baby's born, they send you a box full of stuff
what?
For your baby, like nappies and,
oh, yeah, okay.
And other things.
That's nice.
And it's kind of the spirit is kind of spread across the world.
But, you know, but it's one thing to get to be sent things, but because you get, when you have a child in this country, you get sent things. I mean, you get some nappies just as a like little promotion. But I think, and you get book tokens, reading things to buy kids free books. Yes, you do from the government when you have a baby, and they do arrive in. But like, no one told them to put the babies in the boxes that they.
So that's what they do in Finland. Every doesn't matter what you earn or what you do, everyone gets a box, and part of the box is full of stuff for the baby.
Is there
and
an then instruction? They put the is that a part of the instruction?
Yeah, that's part of the instruction. They look, there's a picture and everything. Look at that baby.
Oh,
look how cute he looks in the box.
Ah.
Well, apparently, some university in South Africa did some research, and they found out that baby sleep in the box could prevent things like cot death and stuff like that. So now the world is embracing keeping a baby sleeping in a box.
I mean, it can certainly prevent a baby falling out of it because it's got sides.
Yeah.
But so is a cot.
Hmm.
But it's like, look, I'm looking at it now, it's like a sort of flesh harvest festival. You know, when you used to take stuff to school that you found in the back of the cupboard, and it was always in, you covered it in green
chickpeas,
crepe paper,
you know,
lychees,
kidney beans.
Yeah, out of date stuff that your mum had got.
Yeah.
And you just put it in there. That's what it looks like.
Tinned apricots.
Sort of baby harvest. It's like a sort of Scandinavian Moses.
Is that how it all ends when the older brother accidentally takes his baby sister asleep in the box? And it's like,
and
what have you brought
it
in for the harvest festival? It's like my sister.
Gives it to an old people's home for them to eat.
Yeah.
Those Scandinavians, they're weird with their baby eating.
Yeah, but they're happy, apparently.
They're happy, though.
So that's the most important thing, isn't it?
All right, so is that...
I've got one more thing.
Is the box thing a good thing or a bad thing?
The box thing is a good thing.
It's a good thing, fine. Siesta's good thing.
Siesta's a good thing, and Spain don't stop them.
And babies in a box, good thing.
Babies in a box, it's an
optimistic pay-per-view. What else have you got?
John Lennon, a letter he wrote to thank his aunt Harriet when he was 11 years old went up for sale in an auction. And it didn't get bid on. No one bought it. They were estimating 30 to 40 grand, but there wasn't a single bid.
Oh.
So what's it? What's in the letter?
It's him thanking his Auntie Harriet for sending him a book on... Is it trains? About ships.
Okay.
For Christmas.
So not trains?
Not trains, no. Ships and trains, they don't get on well. He got sent a book about ships, and he wrote a letter thanking her about it, and everyone thought it was going to make loads of money, but it didn't. And I'm quite sad about that.
Why?
I am.
Because I wonder if it means that people just don't care about the Beatles anymore. Or if it's the beginning of
okay,
generations.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something controversial now.
Go on.
I'm going to say something controversial. Beatles.
Ah, oh, you idiot.
No.
You idiot.
You're not into the Beatles.
No. Over. Do you know what I call them?
Is it broadcastable?
The Dung Beatles.
Oh.
Dung Beatles provide a very...
Overrated.
Useful.
Why are you so anti-Beatles?
It's overrated. There are bands with better songs.
But you can't deny their influence over pop culture in the UK.
You say the same about Bon Jovi.
I mean, you literally can't.
I literally just did.
We're halfway there.
Yeah. See? Now quote me Beatles lyric, but you can't.
Na-na-na-na.
Well, there you go. There's a man so lazy that he gets to the end of a song and just goes, na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na. It's no, I've seen a million faces and I've rocked them all, is it?
Stop it.
Just saying. No, no, hang on, right, again. Look, okay. Just come in. Yeah. Huddle. I'm saying a controversial thing on the talk radio.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
In the hope that it gets a reaction.
That little text does now go.
Because I read...
I can't believe John said that about the
I
people.
Know, this is how it works. I've read the instruction manual, right, and it says, on the talk radio, if the DJ... If the person...
The idiot voice.
If the idiot voice says a controversial thing,
yeah,
right... Mate, try and do that often, because people will react to it.
Yeah. Say something about Judi Dench.
She used to be a man.
For legal reasons, that's not true.
It's not true, but it is controversial.
Yeah. Keep it fact light, John, and opinion heavy.
Her name was James Dench.
Stop.
Okay, you said you started it. Give me another one.
Another what? National Treasure?
No, give me another subject to be controversial about.
Bank holidays.
Bank. That's what?
Everyone loves them, don't they? Day off work.
Bank holidays.
Banks. The banks.
Banks. Banks are brilliant. Everyone loves them. Banks fantastic. I think there should be more money laundering in Panama.
Yeah.
I think we should all do it. No one should pay tax. No one.
But Mary Berry.
Mary Berry used to be a man. Give me another name.
Legal reasons also not true.
Victoria from the news.
No.
Halfway through the op.
Show your news bulletin.
Yes, please. Mark, thanks for the paper review.
Thanks for having me.
It was a diversity paper review with Mark. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk radio.
You want this bulletin,
yes,
right?
I do, please,
okay, yeah. Fine. HMRC says it's already investigating leaked files. Does it have a mic?
No, you don't have a microphone, do you?
Shall I start again?
Yeah, do you want my microphone?
No, this one's.
Oh, it's back
to
on.
Be on.
All right,
now.
Fine.
Yeah,
okay, go on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll introduce you again.
Can you take away the bit about partway through the op as well?
I retract it.
Thank you, because it's not true.
No.
Bunch of lies.
Cool. 3:31, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
HMRC says it's already investigating leaked files about the offshore tax affairs of some of the world's richest people. The documents apparently reveal the financial dealings of 12 current and former world leaders, as well as several British peers and ex-MPs. The Labour MP, Carol Flint, who sits on the Public Accounts Committee, has been calling for more global tax transparency.
Everyone should be paying their fair share of tax, and it does seem that for a number of people being rich just isn't good enough, and that they just have to have more, and it's greed, it seems to me, that makes people use these sort of tax havens that I don't think is morally right.
More than 200 migrants and refugees who failed to gain asylum have been sent back to Turkey on the first boats from Greece under an EU deal. Their deportation is part of an agreement designed to limit migration to Europe. Police are investigating sexual Twitter threats against Leicester striker Jamie Vardy's one-year-old daughter. The abuse came after his fiancé posted a picture of her wearing the club's shirt ahead of Sunday's game against Southampton. Two people have been arrested by counter-terror officers from the West Midlands on suspicion of Syria-related offences. A 24-year-old man was stopped at Gatwick Airport before getting on a flight, while a 20-year-old woman was detained in West London. Talks have taken place in Cardiff in an attempt to save the British steel industry. Unions, business leaders and politicians were all at a meeting of a steel task force. And the boxer Nick Blackwell has woken up more than a week after he was put into an induced coma following his fight with Chris Eubank Jr. His promoters have revealed the 25-year-old has managed to speak to his family and close friends over the weekend. The weather: rain in Scotland spreading to parts of northern England and Wales overnight before turning lighter towards dawn. Mostly dry elsewhere with lows of 6 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Okay, I apologise.
Well, I don't know if I accept it yet.
All right. What do you want me to do?
Well, you've been talking a lot about sweets, so you could provide me with some. That'd be nice.
That seems like an easy way out. That's absolutely fine. I'm glad I can resolve it with sweets. It's 3:33. Next, mystery quiz.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So, a question for you. He's my newspaper reviewer tomorrow. He's great fun, but he's a former MP, he's a Mr. Cheeky Girl, and he's been on every reality show known to man, woman, and alien. Who is it? Why, the man whose name sounds like a good hand at Scrabble, Lembit Opik.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:33. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Welcome. If you're just joining us, you've technically missed most of it. You know, but that's not a bad thing. Has the bubble, the Beatles bubble, has burst, says Gary on Twitter. I mean, they're fine, but they're not exactly the Pet Shop Boys. See?
Is that what Gary says?
Yes. I told you this was... told you it would get reaction.
Getting people going, isn't it?
Reaction, what you have to do. Speaking of which, it's Talk Radio. We've been out on the streets gathering opinion.
Mm.
Gathering opinion.
Part of our remit.
And to do so, there's, you know, you go out and you get people, there's voices, don't you? And they've got, you go, what do you reckon about this?
Yeah.
And then they reckon something, and then you package that up, you put it on the radio. Is that... do as an introduction?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Do you want me to introduce us what they're arguing about or not?
Yeah, just like, we'll give them a choice.
It's a very simple choice, actually. Yeah. And it just shows you that people do have an opinion when it comes to a choice.
Yeah.
And I very simply went into the streets and asked people, well, hand gel or rainbows?
Rainbow.
Hand gel.
Rainbow.
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 Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Rainbow.
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 Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Rainbow.
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 Hand gel.
Hand gel.
Rainbow.
Hand gel.
Rainbow.
Hand gel.
Rainbow.
Hand gel.
Hand gel.
A lot of opinion there, of course. Let us know whether you think hand gel or rainbow. Talk Radio on a Monday afternoon. Hang on, I'm John Holmes. It is time for this afternoon's mystery quiz. It's a mystery, isn't it? It's a mystery.
Yep.
It's a rhetorical question. It's a mystery. Not my words, of course, but the words of Toya, who once sang the song It's a Mystery. Today, our mystery is that of a mystery sound. Now, all you have to do, if you're listening, to win £1 million... this afternoon.
£1 million might not be available. That's the small print. Yeah.
To win £1 million this afternoon on Talk Radio, to win £1 million.
No, £1 million is very much not available.
Then all you have to do is identify the mystery sound. See, I mean, it is easy.
Yeah.
It's a mystery sound. It sounds like this. What's that? Let us know. 87222, starting message.
With the word talk.
Use Talk Radio at Talk Radio.
Talk message with anywhere you like.
Anywhere you like.
It's not the easiest one. Do you want to? Should we hear it again?
Yeah, let's hear it again. Absolutely.
It does remind me of something.
Yes, I mean, I deliberately don't listen to these first, so even I'm having trouble with that one. Actually, yeah. I'm not entirely sure what that one. Can we hear it again? 8-7-2-2. There's already a lot coming in. Is it the ticking? Is it the ticking noise of the indicator of a 1997 Ford Mondeo? Says Nick on the text. That's actually a good. Can we hear it again? Because
I think it's quite. Oh, not,
I don't think it is, but it's not bad, is it?
Maybe a different year.
Oh, yes, yeah, so you might be getting a year. Yes, yeah, you might. Well, Nick, let's just hear it again. No, the more I hear it, I don't think that's a car.
No.
I don't think it is. Is it the part of the Selco advert where the bloke shouts Selco on the advert? You know, no, that we play.
Should we try it? It's where the trade go.
It doesn't quite sound.
No,
like that,
no. Doesn't fit, does it? Have you got any guesses coming in there, Cornelius?
Yeah, Tom says, is it the noise of a die roll hitting the board in a very tense game of Risk?
I can absolutely tell you it's definitely not that one.
Some people are just throwing any guess in.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Producer Dave, what have you got?
John.
Hi there.
Is it the sound of Bianca from EastEnders shouting, Ricky!
Oh, because she did it a certain way, actually.
That's what Jen says.
Yeah, Ricky! Ricky!
Ricky!
I don't know. Let's have a listen to that again.
It's not dissimilar, but
no, it's not, is it? John, this is far too easy. Is it the all too familiar sound of Dave Lockwood, the Charlton Athletic Stadium announcer, as he reads out the teams over the stadium's PA system? That is a good James, that is a good guess. But let's have Dave, is it Dave Lockwood? I can see why you'd think it was. I can genuinely see why you might think it was Dave Lockwood, but I can tell you that it isn't. Shuffle says, is it the sound of Cheryl Cole / Tweedy back in the day insulting a toilet attendant and then punching her in the eye in a nightclub in Guildford in 2003?
I'm not sure that footage is actually available. That'd be my... I wouldn't... You know, that'd be my instinct as to why it might not be that.
It isn't that. No, I can tell you it's not that. Cornelius?
Louis says, is it the lid being removed from a tin of aloe vera lip therapy Vaseline?
Let's have another quick listen.
Yes, is that it?
Not quite.
No, it's not. What?
I think it might be this one from Liam.
Go on.
Liam's just texted us.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
This is clearly the noise of the now discontinued HP LaserJet 1012 printer printing a document on A5 matte printer paper.
That's the closest we've had so far, actually. if you'd like a guess at today's mystery, I mean, you can win £1 million.
£1 million certainly not available.
We've got a few minutes to do it. It's 20 to 4. I'm not going to close the lines yet. So if you do want to guess at this, remember there is £1 million up for grabs.
£1 million not available.
Just this afternoon on Talk Radio. If you get this right, you could win £1 million.
You certainly couldn't win £1 million.
Let's just have another quick listen because I know a lot of people want to hear it again. Right, who is that? Stephen Sullivan just said, is it the sound of Stevie Wonder's doorbell? No, it might be.
No, I double checked it because I thought someone might guess that. So I double checked it yesterday. Yeah, I went and knocked on his door.
Let's roll it over the adverts, shall we?
I've got another text that's come in here though. It says, I'm talking to the Shadow Justice Secretary Lord Falconer at 12:05 about prisoners being radicalised by jihadists in British prisons. And that's one that came in earlier for Julie Hartley-Brewer.
All right, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, it's 20 to 4, and we're going to have to roll it over the... let's just hear it one more time, I think, before we... Right, if you think you know what that is, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
20 to 4, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World.
and learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint. By Dulux trade, when food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux trade. It's your reputation.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event, from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on Deptford's A303. Closed between Deptford and Winterbourne Stoke following a serious accident. And there's westbound lane restrictions, but that has reopened. Air ambulance landed a little earlier. Norfolk's A47 East Durham to Swaffham closed both ways because of accident investigation. Congestion on the M6 South near Birmingham, 7 to 6, you're down to one lane. A vehicle's overturned. West Yorkshire's A1M slows south towards an accident near Hookmore at 43. And Tyne & Wear's southbound A1 in Dunstan queuing towards an accident near the Dunstan interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Quarter to four, we've rolled over the mystery noise because no one's actually got it yet, but there's still some guesses coming in. Was it clearly the opening lines, John, says Pete Hawkins, to the fourth verse of the East German national anthem? That's his guess as to what it was. Let's have another hit. Listen to...
It's just, it was so long ago, it's hard to remember.
And the confession of someone who shot Simon Cowell? What? Don't understand that. Anyway, so I think that's probably for Julia's show as well.
Oh, no, is it?
I don't know.
So that's come in?
Yeah. By the way, I've got some...
That's off of the television, John. You're not sort of your popular culture,
are
you?
I don't know what that is.
There was a segment on the television about it.
What, someone shooting Simon Cowell?
Yeah, who shot Simon Cowell? It was a long-running comedy skit in Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway.
Who was it?
I didn't see it on Saturday enough.
I'm glad you're a popular culture reporter, because I wouldn't have known that.
There you go.
I might have mistaken that for the news and thought someone shot Simon Cowell.
No. I mean, if coincidentally that has happened in the last 20 to 30 seconds, I'd like to take this opportunity to say that is a complete coincidence.
Yeah.
Just, you know, good to cover all bases, isn't it?
Yeah, don't want to legally get blamed for the shooting of Simon Cowell.
Well, we've got an alibi, so we're all in the studio, aren't we?
Yeah, but, you know, I know people.
Well, I mean, you're sort of...
I know people as well.
Hang on, what are you doing?
What?
You're both just accusing yourselves of doing things.
No, I just know people.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, one of them's Victoria, and she's still crossing me about when I said she was... halfway.
She wanted some sweets.
An operation.
Did you get her some sweets?
To become a woman.
Did you get her some sweets?
Yes.
Go and give her the sweets. Get her in here, we'll give her the sweets. We don't want to leave the show on a sour note, do we?
That's why I got sweets.
Yeah, sweet.
Shall I get her?
Go on, Con.
Yeah, you can get her.
Bring her in. Can't be having this, can we?
Well, you know, I was, like, as you know, what happened was I was just being deliberately controversial because that's what you do on the talk radio. And all I was doing is the... is what you're supposed to do. I expressed an opinion. didn't I? And then, you know, you get reaction off the back of it. And I thought that's what you were supposed to...
Here she is.
I got her.
Hey, Vic.
Hi.
Why are you mad at me? I didn't even say anything.
Well,
Vic, we're friends.
Vic, are we? Vic.
Oh, no.
Vic could be a man's name. Careful.
John.
She's touching. What? No, I'm just saying you're touching me.
She said, are you going to be mean to me again when she came back?
No, I've got your sweets.
No. Have you?
Yes.
You've been on air.
I've got your toffee crisp.
Oh, cheers. This is not sweets. This is one chocolate bar. This is singular.
Got to do better than that, aren't you, John? What are you going
to
do now?
I have to get more sweets.
Balls in your court.
What sweets do you like?
Pretty much all of them.
Do you like toffee crisp?
Yes, it's an acceptable choice.
What other sweets do you like?
I don't need to go naming them all, but, you know... Do you want to know my absolute favourite chocolate?
Yes.
Cadbury's cream egg.
Oh, that's good. What? And topical.
Now name a band.
Or slightly out of date, depending on which way you look at it.
Sure.
Now name a band.
Slade.
Cadbury Slade egg. I mean, see how I masterfully bring the beginning of the show, right? When we started this 3 hours ago, right, we had a texting involving sweets and music.
Mm.
And it's fair to say that Victoria got on board with it late. But I brought it all back full circle to the, as though it's one big show that works.
John.
Yes.
I was under the impression I was brought in here for you to be nice and not just be a horrible man. And I've been given a singular chocolate bar.
Yes.
And I hear more abuse and mocking from that side of the desk.
That's not what's going on here.
That's the impression I've...
Yeah, John, that's what I hear as well.
Mm. Yeah. What's that I hear in the distance? Oh, that. Yeah. Exactly that.
But we'll get, there will be more sweets.
About an apology?
I'm sorry.
A heartfelt apology.
Yeah, I retract. That's not a good word to use in the context. No. Retract. I apologise for calling you half a man.
But you may have offended anyone out there who's listening who is undergoing that, maybe that procedure in their lives. So just think about the wider implications of your comments.
It's like my mum was in here now.
Do you feel bad?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I do.
It's kind of sheepish.
Yeah. Feel bad.
John got told off.
I'll get you some more sweets.
That doesn't necessarily undo all the things you said.
It's 10 minutes to 4 o'clock on Monday. It is Talk Radio. What are we doing now?
I was just going to point out there's actually a band called Cream, so that would have been a much easier one to do, wouldn't it, with a cream egg?
Well, you could have had Godly and Cream.
Yeah.
I'm making it worse, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
All right, good.
That's Victoria. We love you.
Yeah, that's fine. We're going to explain some... because you know your news is complicated, Victoria.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
and we like to distill the news down into the simple art of Japanese poetry.
Oh, I really like that.
Good. Consider it my gift to you.
No.
Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
GCSE show. White kids slower than others, yet they run country.
The news in haikus. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's the home of some reaction. If you've got some reaction, then send it in at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. What reaction have you got coming in, Connie?
Oh, we've had lots in. I once fell over and my knee was so swollen, it was the size of a melon. That's coming from Melanie. And free at the point of service has come in.
Yeah, okay, thanks for that. I've got
melon knee.
No, I love it. Spotted it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And I've just got one here that says, do you want to see a picture of my little Vernon? I think he sent that to the wrong number. It's eight minutes to four. At 4 o'clock, the voice of Sam Delaney will come out of here. And here now.
Hi,
Sam.
Hi, how are you
all? Very good. How was your weekend?
Good. It was lovely. Yeah. I went to Mallorca.
You did not?
I certainly did.
Get out of town.
Pretty flash,
well, you did
isn't
do
it?
That. You did do that.
Yeah, that's precisely what I did.
Yeah. Why did you go to Mallorca?
Just went away for the weekend
it's
with
nice.
The missus.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's pretty glamorous, nice. Yeah.
What'd you do there?
Never you mind. Things.
Okay.
Thoughts. Smells.
Deeds.
Deeds.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. Yeah.
Okay. What's apart from those things, what else is on your programme?
Well, the Panama Papers.
Yes, of course.
Are you all excited about the Panama Papers?
Oh, eh?
I cannot think of anything I'm more excited about.
11.5 million documents.
That's a
Can
lot.
Can you imagine... That number of documents.
You read them already?
My contract here was about that.
Yeah. Well, unlike your contract, these have actually been raised.
These involve money.
By people. And millions and millions and millions of pounds. So I've read the 11.5 million documents since they came out this morning.
Yep.
And so I will be giving my listeners a full and detailed appraisal of my findings.
Good. So have you got anyone on, have you got a money launderer?
Luckily, we do have some proper people. We don't have a money launderer, but we do have Luke Harding, the man who broke this story for The Guardian this morning.
Excellent.
It was shared across the world. They've had it for a year. Somehow. I mean, you make reference to Vernon Kay there, failing to cover up his sexting scandal. Yeah. Right, which, despite the fact that, you know, the stakes are high for him, but he has really, you know, resoundingly failed to keep it a secret,
yes.
Right? These guys have been sitting on these documents, various different newspapers all around the world, because it was a joint investigation by various newspapers around the world, right? For a whole year, Panorama have been making a documentary about it and everything. No one heard a peep until this morning. They all decided, they coordinated, it was really impressive feat of journalism, all these newspapers across the world pressed play, effectively,
first
thing
this morning,
and the world found out, and for a year, they've been carrying out these huge coordinated investigations. And you think... They can do that. Vernon Kay can't even keep his sexting under wrap. And I can't even keep my phone off.
Clearly, he's sexting you right now.
precisely. For goodness sake, I said keep it to news breaks only, Vernon.
he's insatiable.
Yeah, he is.
That Kay. Good. All right. So in terms of where this story goes next, I guess we're going to be... Because the implications now for world leaders...
I think we all want... What we all really want to know... There's a lot of information in there. There's a lot of names and there's a lot of dodgy stuff that's been going on around the area of hiding tax money. What we all really want is to find out how Gary Barlow was involved.
Exactly.
In all this,
right?
That's all we want. That's all we care about.
The other stuff,
I couldn't care less. What we want is a nice Gary Barlow hiding his money story, and then we can all be happy.
Yeah, Barlow, Bono, Moyles.
Oh, Moyles, They've all been investing in far-fetched brick flicks, haven't they, to sort of save a few quid. That's what we really want to get into, and hopefully the Panama Papers will include that kind of information.
Good. Is it a Panama Papers special, or have you got, got some other nonsense?
Yeah, we got other nonsense along the way. What else are we talking about? White kids are failing at school, according to a report.
We've just heard that in haiku form.
Yeah, good. Well, we won't. We'll be doing it slightly longer in less entertaining way. I can promise you that.
I wouldn't say that. You didn't hear it.
Yeah. Long-winded fashion. And what else? Talisa has been done for drunk driving. I don't know whether or not that came out as part of the Panama Papers or whether it's a separate investigation, but it is a fact, so we'll be looking further into that.
All right. In terms of what we've got coming up on the show tomorrow, producer Dave, have you any idea at all?
Oh, we haven't had our meeting yet, John. We do that after the show, don't we? So, some stuff, probably.
Not much forward planning.
I'll be here.
No.
Well.
So tune in if you want.
Well, I'm not sure after that Melanie joke whether you will be on. That could be a court martial.
Hey, that was from Melanie. We don't make up texts on this show, sir.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, as if.
Yeah, but you do filter them, what ones the.
Yeah, you choose the ones, don't you? Yeah.
Well, when you get in the volume we get.
Yeah, it's very much like the Panama Papers. Yeah, you've got a similar sort of job on your hands.
11 billion texts to sift through as we go along. And given the cost of them, it raises about the same amount of money. So it's.
I had one call last week, which is the only call I've had in 2 weeks. And guess what happened?
Yeah, the phone line broke.
Yeah, the phone line broke. That was it. I was so excited. I've never answered the phone with such a sort of almost embarrassing lack of cool. Hello! So happy. Oh, no. I was like Tom Hanks in Castaway when he saw a boat on the horizon. And then it was as if that boat just sank. That's basically what happened to me.
We should run a system whereby if you're listening, and then the increasing desperation in the presenter's voice will escalate throughout the programmes. Something like, yeah. Not ours. Ours isn't the phone. It doesn't matter. But yeah, you know, just.
Do you know we had a call? I forgot to tell you this.
What?
At the start of last week, but we missed it.
Why? They deemed him not good enough, so he doesn't sound very interesting.
We weren't checking the phones because we don't really do a phone in. Yeah. Do you know it was?
Who?
Paul Ross. Because we were talking about him. And he called in.
Sorry, Paul. We'd love to squeeze you on, but there's literally no time. Cornelius is about to drop a Melanie joke he's been working on for a while, and there's just not. We can't squeeze a little time out.
Okay, it's 4:02. Sam has all of. Yeah, if you want to call in.
Yeah, please.
They do.
Can't guarantee we'll hear you.
I don't even know the number.
No.
I've got no idea.
Anyway. You won't get through. It's going to cost you a fortune. But please feel free.
Sam Delaney with you for Talk Radio Drive next.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.